I think it's time to make a start. Can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
I'm Jose Maria Zaporara from Argentina.
Okay, today we're going to have another King's Indian Defence Four Pawns attack. You can choose which side of the board you want to play. It's going to be a fairly dynamic game. There's going to be lots of tactics flowing. Previous two games were more positional. We saw Biskaya Fischer and Bills against Isaac from America, where it was much more positional. This time it's going to be much more tactical. The ratings of the players: white is 2370, 2370. Black, 2275, 2275. Oh, and black is 14 years old. And on her way to become a world champion. So you choose.
So they're probably about actually equally able at this point.
I would think so. Black having the experience of age, but white having the advantage of massive coaching schemes. Mm-hmm. Okay. The game begins. Pawn, David 4. Black in the game. Game move, knight, foxtrot 6. Game move for white. Pawn, delta, pawn, Charlie 4. White plays pawn, delta 4, pawn, Charlie 4. Black in the game plays knight, foxtrot 6, and game move, black, pawn, golf 6. Game move for white, knight, Charlie 3. Game move for black, bishop, golf, son. Game move for white, pawn, echo, 4. Game move for black, pawn, delta, 6. Game move for white, pawn, foxtrot, 4. Game move for black, castle's kingside. At this point, we've seen two game moves for white previously. In the game Biskaya Fischer, we saw white playing pawn echo 5. Black trading delta takes echo, white foxtrot takes echo, and black retreated knight delta 7. White played knight foxtrot 3 and supported a strong pawn centre. Oh no, that's the other game. That's the Bills Isaac game. Sorry, I do get confused. You know what? I think we've had three games now in this. I can't even remember my own coaching session. I should reference these games on the net. It might help me. No, the Fisher game transposed into a Moroxybine Sicilian. It's the other game that transferred into the pawn push. We didn't get pawn echo 5. The other game we saw was white playing pawn bravo 4. That's right. In this position, white played pawn bravo 4. Black played pawn charlie 6. And then white pushed pawn echo 5. And we had the moves just described. Delta takes echo, foxtrot takes echo, knight delta 7 from foxtrot 6. And it was quite an interesting little struggle where black was determined to eliminate the white strong echo 5 pawn, but in doing so created weaknesses in the position. And even then it wasn't lost to black, but well, things just sort of went downhill as black had a three-way decision to make and picked the wrong one.
The 5 pawn attack.
The 5 pawn attack. In this position, 6 pawn bravo 4. Yep. The 5 pawn attack. All right, so in this game, you'll be disappointed to know that white is going to play far more sensibly. White in the game plays the standard move, White game move knight foxtrot 3, which allows black the standard response. Black in the game plays pawn Charlie 5. These are all the main line moves. Now, this is where we saw Bisgaia against Fischer playing Bishop Echo 2. And Fischer took Charlie takes Delta 4, Knight takes Delta 4, Knight Charlie 6. And Bisgaia played a slightly odd looking Knight Charlie 2 retreat. But it had the desired effect because Fischer tried to get aggressive on the queen side and Bisgaia got a move in the centre. And it just seemed to have a nagging advantage for white all the way through. I don't know if it's decisive. I suspect it shouldn't have been, but it turned out to be because Fischer was under pressure for most of the game. And in the end, he cracked and played a blunder, a rare blunder of Fischer. Okay. But then again, he was probably only 14 again at the time. So, or maybe even 13. So we'll let him off. Okay, so Charlie 5 is a game move for black. Now white's going to enter into the main line. Main line here for white is pawn, delta 5. Game move for white, pawn, delta 5. And it's black to play. There are several ideas here. Any thoughts? Just throw out all the sorts of ideas you think black can do.
Echo 6.
That's the main line. Pawn, echo 6 is the dynamic center. Yeah, get on with attacking the centre immediately. There are other moves to be played, though, but far less popular.
Seems you got to attack those centre pawns quickly, or they will become strong.
Oh, yeah, you've got to get at them sooner or later. Yeah, I agree.
To pin the foxtrot 3 knight with bishop goes up 4.
Yep, bishop golf 4 is known. It's not very common, but it is known. Yep. Okay, the other ideas are the most common is pawn bravo 5, playing a sort of Benko style gambit. Doubtless pawn echo 6 will come in later, but maybe white's just playing around with the move order. You know, black's playing around with the move order to see what white does. Also known as pawn alpha 6, which is setting up pawn bravo 5. Again, another Benko style gambit is in the air. And there's also knight alpha 6, which is less common than bishop golf 4. I think the idea there is to retreat the knight to Charlie 7. So that when pawn alpha 6, pawn bravo 5 comes in, the knight is supporting the pawn push of bravo 5. And if black really wants to be paranoid about the bravo 5 square, black can play knight alpha 6, knight charlie 7, bishop delta 7, and then pawn alpha 6 and bravo 5. Okay, so the game move here for black is pawn echo 6. White to play. Any ideas? Game move, pawn, echo 6, challenging the center.
Well, you usually don't take it. Let black take one.
Well, it's a question of which pieces don't you want to commit.
The black has already... Enroque.
Castle, yeah, Enroque.
Castle, and he wants to open the center.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what? Echo 5 for white. That's really complex.
Bishop where?
No, pawn to echo 5.
Oh, pawn to echo 5 is a bit too early.
Yeah, probably.
I think black plays delta take echo. Foxtrot takes echo and the knight golf 4. I think it's beginning to fall apart for white. Pawn echo 5 is too early. You're right, pawn echo 5 has to be taken into account. Yep. No, the simple move is bishop echo 2. And if black plays echo takes delta 5, Charlie takes delta 5, and white's ready to castle. And then white's ready to start pushing for centre kingside play, and black's ready to start playing on the queen side, and it's who is the better player which should win.
Yeah, that's pretty clearly a good move, Bishop Echo 2, because you know that bishop is going to go there and you're going to castle. You don't know where the other bishop's going to go or the queen's going to go.
Yeah, if you go bishop delta 3, you can put the bishop on delta 3, but when the queen side pawns for black come raining down, you can retreat bishop Charlie 2. But players seem to like it on Echo 2, and it seems to give good results on Echo 2. Okay. Well, white in the game, bishop echo 2 I think is more popular in the game move. And the other alternate move is bishop delta 3 with the plan I've just outlined of dropping it back to Charlie 2 when the queenside or black queenside pawns get running. But the game move we're going to look at today is delta 5 takes echo 6. Game move for white, delta 5 takes echo 6. It's a system, it's known, it's playable. But it's just not the main line. Okay, offbeat lines can be played, providing you've done your homework. Okay, white has just played delta 5 takes echo 6. Black to play, any ideas?
Take pawn, the question is which way?
Oh yes, you do take the pawn.
I think I take with the pawn to develop the rook and have good center pawns.
You want to put pressure over the delta 6 pawn with a castle queenside.
Maybe. Oh, it's black to play at the moment. It's black to play.
Yeah, delta 6 is definitely kind of a little weakness there that white may try to exploit it. Either way you develop, actually develop hitting with the pawn would be better for delta 6 because it would connect the two pawns. They can sort of help each other, whereas the bishop can't help.
So yeah, and the bishop might be vulnerable to knight golf 5 at some point.
Yeah,
the game move is foxtrot 7 takes echo 6.
Also, white can play knight to delta 5 if you take the bishop, you know, stuff like that, actually.
Yeah, knight delta 5 would be a nice, it would be a nice square to have a knight, wouldn't it? Oh, you've got to be careful about your echo 4 pawn.
Oh yeah, I mean you got to prepare it, but this way you control delta 5 with a pawn, which is always nice.
Yep, okay, so foxtrot 6 takes echo 5. It looks counterintuitive, but it's the more popular choice.
Yeah, delta the rook, nice.
In case you're wondering, there's a Kasparov game way into the notes in this game as well. This game will deviate from a Kasparov game around about move 15. So Kasparov played this game, I think, a year before this game. This game was played back in 1983. Kasparov played in the Interzonal, I think, 1982. So this position was on the board in 1982. With Kasparov as black. But of course, he wasn't world champion then. He had yet to meet Karpov in 1984. Okay, so foxtrot takes echo 6, it's white to play. Anything happening here yet for white? All right, can white do anything dynamic?
Target is delta 6.
Yeah, you'd have to move your foxtrot pawn, or you'd have to lift your bishop off Charlie 1, your queen on delta 2, castle.
Anyway, put a rook at delta 1.
You're not going to be allowed the luxury of putting your bishop on foxtrot 4. As soon as you go foxtrot 5, black might push past the pawn echo 5.
Well, that's not so bad, though, then. 5 square and 6 pawn.
Yeah, but you... All right, black, all black needs to do to defend it is go knight echo 8.
That's, you know, kind of ugly, too.
Yeah, you'll need your queen on Charlie 7 to do that, because otherwise they're not... Oh, no, there won't be a combination of knight takes echo 5, because the bishop on golf 7 will be released. Okay, well, white can't do anything dynamic yet. Pawn echo 5 is the only sensible break. It's way too early.
And bishop echo 2 still beckons, I think.
Bishop echo 2 is the most popular move here. Yeah. With the idea of just castles and then let's have a middle game later. Yeah. Alright, there are two main moves here, and it is the foxtrot 1 bishop which moves. So it's either bishop echo 2 or bishop down to 3. And, well, I'm not going to say one is better than the other. Bishop echo 2 is a little bit more solid. Bishop delta 3 is a little bit more aggressive.
But also, it shields the delta 6 pawn from attack, so that's...
Well, white isn't interested in the delta 6 pawn. It's an illusion. You can't get asses.
Well, right now only the queen protects it, so if he moves the queen too far, just take it.
But the queen isn't going anywhere for a while.
Yeah, but, it keeps... Well, anyway, I don't like the idea of...
All right.
Opponent's targets.
And can the white push the fox to pawn and try to go to a Sicilian Grand Prix?
No, nothing like it. No, I don't think so. Black will always push past with pawn echo 5. And then black is threatening to win. Or maybe black will exchange first on foxtrot 5, then push pawn echo 5. And white has to do something about the foxtrot 5 pawn. And there's a game plan about to be revealed anyway that shows why the delta 6 pawn is never a target. You'll see as the game flows that delta 6 is not a problem for white. All right, white has to choose between two variations, bishop echo 2 or bishop delta 3. The game move is bishop delta 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting the more aggressive variation. Okay. Well, any ideas for black? Simple move?
Well, I'd like to develop that knight, I guess. Let's see. Yeah, just to make a break at Bravo 5, you know.
And black must develop something from the queen side, maybe the knight to Charlie 6.
Yep, that's sensible and logical, isn't it? And where's it going from there, if anywhere? Where can it go?
Delta 4.
And if white plays knight takes knight delta 4, Charlie takes delta 4, the knight goes to Bravo 5, black will have pawn echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
And white cannot win the echo 5 pawn because there is no foxtrot 3 knight anymore. So black will have a strong supported delta 4 pawn. Okay, so black has got this is the game move. The game move for black is knight Charlie 6. It is going to come in on delta 4 no matter what. Well, it is now because white has played bishop delta 3. If the bishop were echo 2, black will be giving up a pawn. I think white could probably safely take that pawn. Yeah, I did. Black Knight ever came in on delta 4 with the white bishop on echo 2. I think white could probably take the pawn on delta 4, queen take the knight, take the pawn on delta 4 and retreat and say I'm a safe pawn up. Oh, I think you're a safe pawn up.
As you would say, I told you delta 3, bishop delta 3 was no good.
Well, it's a win something, lose something. And by crossing the bishop on echo 2, you're preventing an idea of knight delta 4 in this position. Though black could always play the knight from foxtrot 6 somewhere in order to play knight delta 4 anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you put the bishop on delta 3, you're creating kingside possibilities. Put the bishop on echo 2, it's much more solid. It's which variation suits your style of play, and white is clearly quite aggressive. Okay, so knight Charlie 6 of the game move. Well, the white game move should be fairly obvious. Okay, white just gets all the developments. Game move for white, castle kingside. I don't know if you can organise castle and queenside. You would have to play pawn hotel 3. Bishop echo 3. Followed by queen delta 2, followed by castle queen side. All right, if you like that sort of chess, fine. I don't think there are many games in the databases with this style of variation. But that doesn't mean it will not work at club level. You can only try it and see what happens.
Yeah, because you do have a nice attack, hotel 4-5-4.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming you play pawn hotel 3.
Oh.
To prevent knight goal 4 to trade off your dark squared bishop. I don't think you want to lose your dark squared bishop so easily. All right, it's an opposite wing attack. Yeah.
It could even, well.
I don't know.
It looks always slow, and you don't like to be slow in an opposite wing attack.
I think black's getting in first. Yeah. Whether it's decisive or not is another matter. But it's always nice to have the initiative in an opposite wing attack. It's much more comfortable to have your opponent struggling under pressure before you get under pressure yourself. Sure. Okay, so white in the game, castle's kingside. Alright, black in the game is going to come up with a plan I've just given you. Game move for black is knight delta 4. So it's up to white to find a move now. Any ideas? What can white play here?
Bishop echo 3, maybe.
Yeah. You might. Oh, not yet. Not yet. Okay. Yeah. Bishop echo 3.
The black move was knight to delta 4.
Delta 4. Knight delta 4. Yep. And white to play.
Why white cannot take it with a knight foxtrot 3?
Well, he can. Knight takes knight. Charlie 4. Charlie 5 takes delta 4. Knight bravo 5 is most commonly seen there. And black then plays pawn echo 5. And black's got a nice solid pawn centre. And a supported passed pawn for the ending. It's a long way off, but you might as well have it rather than not. It's roughly equal. Knight takes delta 4, Charlie takes delta 4, knight bravo 5. The results come out roughly equal. But there aren't all that many games in the database, so there's still room for exploration. Okay, one move seen here in the database is king hotel 1. but it doesn't seem to score very well for some reason. Well, you're talking about 9 games for King Hotel 1. I think 8 games for Knight Takes Delta 4. 7 games for the move we're about to see played in game. And 5 games for another move, Bishop Delta 2, which is just saying pass. Queen Echo 1 is known, but doesn't seem to score very well.
Knight Bravo 5.
Unknown. New move. The Schlegel variation.
Doesn't look too bad, does it? Was that a similar idea? It would be Knight to Echo 2.
So you're determined to challenge this Knight on Delta 4, yeah?
Yeah.
Knight Echo 2 looks a little bit more comfortable, doesn't it? But Black can't play Pawn Echo 5 because there's a pawn loss there. Though it's debatable whether it's a pawn loss. Black Knight will be winning it back on the Echo file anyway. Oh no, it's a Bishop on Delta 3. So after Knight Echo 2, Pawn Echo 5 isn't on. So after Knight Echo 2, Black has to do something about that. You either move the Foxtrot 6 Knight or you trade one of the Knights somewhere.
Yeah, trade, that's good, but Knight of Delta 4 is a real, is very strong.
Okay. Well, I don't know enough about Knight Echo 2. Nobody seems to want to play it in any great numbers. Mm-hmm. Whether or not there was one or two games, I don't know. This is one of those strange points in a game where many moves become available, which is telling you there is no one considered strong move.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. So there are 9 games King Hotel 1, 8 games Knight Takes Knight Delta 4, 7 games for the move we have yet to identify, 5 for Bishop Delta 2, 4 for Queen Echo 1, and probably some of the other moves as well. So maybe Knight Echo 2 is known and played maybe once.
I was saying that the game could transfer to the Sicilian Grand Prix with Queen Echo 1 and.
Okay, there are some. I agree. There are some similarities to the Grand Prix, but White is not stuck with a pawn on Delta 3 and Charlie 2. So White seems to have a more aggressive version of the Grand Prix attack. There are similarities.
Okay, now it's White, to move, no? Now
it's White to move. Black has just played Knight Delta 4. White to play.
Is that old idea that
maybe to develop the bishop to Echo 3 now is possible because it's threatening to win a pawn.
Is that old idea that Black kind of wants to play Echo 5 or something, so White plays it first?
All right, I don't fully understand why players play this move.
It's not Bishop Echo 3.
No, it's not Bishop Echo 3. Bishop Echo 3 might be known for maybe one or two games, but
it seems natural.
Well, I think it's the same story. Black might go Bishop Golf 4. And if White ever takes Bishop takes Delta 4, White will follow up with Pawn Echo 5 again. And trade Bishop takes Knight, Foxtrot 3, or keep it pinned. So Black will always get a solid pawn centre.
Or 3.
Again, if it's known, it's not many games.
Foxtrot 5 is an idea. Mm-hmm.
That might just allow Black to go Pawn Echo 5 and have a really solid centre.
Do that? Does he
All
lose?
right.
He loses a pawn on go six, isn't it?
Yeah, but your pawn on echo four is permanently fixed. Your light squared bishop on delta three is just doing nothing. If you play pawn foxtrot five and black gets pawn echo five in, the echo four pawn could be a permanent target for a long time to come.
But you did give black a weak king position. Has a play pawn takes pawn, he's out play pawn takes pawn, and then.
Yeah, but you can't get in so easily. Yeah, your golf six pawn's a little weak. Well, black may first choose golf takes foxtrot five to be sensible, and then after white plays foxtrot takes echo five, play pawn echo five,
Oh, yeah.
and then you've got severe imbalance. White's got three kingside pawns against one for an attack, but black's got the centre. Well, pays you your money, takes your choice. All right, I'm going to have to show you. This is a move that somebody's probably tried and everyone likes to repeat. But then again, it was played by nobody other than Larry Christiansen, who back in 1982 was a strong grandmaster. Yeah, strong enough to be in the interzonal playing Kasparov. So as well as this game, we are also playing over Christiansen Kasparov.
Wow.
We will deviate from Christiansen Kasparov, but we're playing over that game. So Chris.
I beat Larry Christensen once. It was a simultaneous blindfold game. He was playing against 10 of us, and I won my game. And actually, I won a dinner for four at Church's Fried Chicken.
And you've still got the chicken bones as a memento, haven't you?
That's right. I keep it with my chest set.
Yeah.
Maybe to push all the pawns from the king side with golf four.
Oh, well, you have to prepare it first.
You hitting Hotel Three?
All right, I'll have to show you. The game move for white is knight golf five. I think he's threatening pawn foxtrot five, maybe. By moving the knight to golf five, he's supporting the rook for foxtrot one to support pawn foxtrot five. I think knight takes delta four is safer for white, but white's playing a risky variation. White said I'm playing riskily by playing bishop delta three. Bishop echo two previously was solid. Bishop delta three is a fighting move. Knight golf five is a fighting move. So white is saying, I'm playing for a win.
As part of that variation of Foxtrot 5, as we said before, white can throw in knight takes hotel 7, king takes, pawn takes, so golf 6, check, and then maybe there's an attack to follow.
Yeah, in positions like this, you always have to be wary of knight takes hotel seven. Yeah. Korchnoi did Karpov in, I think, the 1973 match with a knight takes hotel seven move.
Because then the queen can come in, the rook can come in.
Yeah.
Even the Charlie Bishop can come in. You get a pretty good kingside attack, I think. That's what Black has to worry about now.
All right, so this is going to be a light squared assault, isn't it, by white? The black's sitting on the darts. The knight is sitting on dart squares, so it's aiming at light squares. White might be looking at crazy ideas. If white can move again, knight go five, if white can move again, there's pawn echo five. Delta takes echo five, foxtrot takes echo five. The knight retreats to delta seven. Then white has the crazy knight takes foxtrot seven. Sorry, knight takes hotel seven. King takes hotel seven. Queen hotel five check. The golf pawn is pinned. King golf eight. Bishop takes golf six. All sorts of mating nets. Or strong attacks. Or maybe just straight queen takes golf six. You have to be very, very careful at the black. So white is threatening pawn echo five with a strong attack here. I'm not saying it's decisive, but it's a very strong position to have.
One foxtrot five has to be considered too. So black has a lot of thinking to do here.
So it's white game move. White has played knight golf five. What should black play here? How can white how can black stabilize the position? Well, what is the big white threat? If it was white to play again, what is white going to do? Pawn echo five. White is going pawn echo five to activate everything virtually.
So it's that old thing, black plays it first, pawn echo five.
To stop your opponent playing a pawn move by occupying the square with a pawn of your own.
That comes up a lot. I haven't seen that as a principle, but I think it's worth remembering.
Quite often, two players want to play the same move.
It gets in first, you often get
both. Black needs to play pawn echo five, and if black misses this subtlety, white will play pawn echo five. The game move for black is pawn echo five. Game move, pawn echo five. So white is playing knight golf five, which was threatening pawn echo five. And now black has had to play pawn echo five. But black is quite content to play pawn echo five anyway, because it gives him a nice, strong, stable center. All right, is white to play? What's he going to do?
To take is not good. So push the pawn to fail foxtrot five.
Yeah, you're right. You must open up. White is looking for a kingside game here. And if you take, you will have no kingside. You won't have any real kingside play. You must push past. The game move for white is pawn foxtrot five. Game move pawn foxtrot five. You must create weaknesses in the black king side. Right. Game move for white is pawn foxtrot five. Black to play. Any ideas?
You set threat now. Knight takes hotel seven, and pawn takes pawn chair.
Yeah, the king might be able to come out with king takes golf six because queen golf four check isn't available because the bishop on Charlie eight is now live. But nevertheless, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah, because the queen, rook, and bishop can go after the king.
And another problem you have to be aware of here for black is that at some point white might play knight delta 5, threatening to remove your best defender on foxtrot 6, and then combinations become available again. And if there's no knight on foxtrot 6, white might be able to get queen hotel 5 in the middle of the aggression.
Yeah.
So again, almost, there's about six games in the database now. About six games in the database here. And most of them have black playing one move. In fact, oh, I think it might transpose. Yeah.
Maybe to kick back the knight with hotel six.
Okay, and then you ruin the whole idea of knight takes hotel seven. Yeah. All right, that is the game move. The game move is pawn hotel six. Now, I think one player might have tried pawn takes pawn foxtrot five, but that was probably followed up with pawn hotel six anyway. So maybe they were just playing around with the move order. So the game move for black is pawn hotel six. It's white to play. Any ideas?
You don't want to simply retreat. this knight echo six is one idea. Quantex pawn maybe.
If you play knight echo six, black can comfortably win a pawn with either knight takes echo six or bishop takes echo six, depending which minor piece black would keep.
So,
and at the same time, the kingside pawn structure is symmetric. You do not want to fully open foxtrot fire with symmetric kingside pawns if you're trying to attack.
Pawn takes pawn, this looks pretty promising.
Okay, foxtrot takes golf six, hotel takes golf five, bishop takes golf five. But then black can retreat knight echo six, hitting your bishop on golf five. You could play bishop takes knight foxtrot six, but then black will play rook takes bishop foxtrot six. You've got queen hotel five, yeah. But you're no longer checkmating because the rook on foxtrot eight is now on foxtrot six. You can get in with all sorts of ideas involving queen hotel seven check and bishop out to hotel six, mm-hmm. But is it a mating attack? Well, can you see a mating sequence here? Well, do you think you'll find a mating sequence over the board? Give yourself 10 minutes. Do you think you could find a mating sequence over the board? I've given you some ideas. Foxtrot takes golf six, hotel takes golf five, bishop takes pawn golf five, knight echo six, and then you have to make a decision. Well, you've got to eliminate the foxtrot six knight, otherwise your queen can't get in hotel 5-7. So you have to play bishop takes knight, foxtrot six. And black plays rook, rook takes knight, foxtrot six. So now the black king can run away, king foxtrot eight to echo seven if need be. So, you're not getting a mating sequence, but have you got a strong position where the initiative will just keep flowing?
Yeah. Well, you've given up a piece, though. So.
Oh, black's got a piece. And at the right moment, black just might let the piece go back.
That's, of course, yeah.
Okay. Someone has tried foxtrot takes golf six. And it went down the moves I've been telling you. Pawn takes golf five for black. Bishop takes golf five. Knight echo six for black. Bishop takes foxtrot six for white. Black rook takes foxtrot six. White came in, I think, queen hotel five and knight delta five. There was lots of shuffling, but ultimately the black piece counted. It's unfair, isn't it? White plays all the imaginative moves. And loses.
The white could throw in a knight to delta five. That one's hitting the rook.
Yeah, well, black might just tough it out and play queen echo seven and be prepared to lift the bishop off the back rank and then put the other rook on. Oh, you've got to be careful about putting the rook on fox for eight, because then you're vulnerable to queen, hotel five, hotel seven, mate. Yeah, I think the other game might have involved black letting a rook on foxtrot 6 go. For the knight, because the knight on delta 5 is a much better attacking piece than the rook on foxtrot 6 as a defensive piece.
Mm-hmm.
So black would say, I will buy your delta 5 knight with my foxtrot 6 rook.
Mm-hmm.
But that's two pieces for the exchange.
Boy, that's, it looks... White can still bring in his two rooks. Well, one would be first.
Yeah.
The other.
Okay. Okay. against players of our own level, it's anyone's game. It's anyone's game. So if you were thinking of playing this in a club match, you could win, you could draw, or you could lose. But at the top level, I think black is favoured.
Yeah.
At Grandmaster or International Master level, black is favoured. But at our level, the mistakes are just sitting there waiting to be played.
Yeah. And when you black and it's over.
and it's black. It's black who has to avoid the worst first. But if black manages to find all the good moves, I think white, despite all the activity and the two rooks coming in, you're right, the rooks did come in. There was a rook foxtrot 3 to golf 3 and the other rook came to foxtrot 1.
Yeah, it looks so strong.
It looked strong. But it just held together for black.
Not quite enough.
But at club level, you might well get away with it. That's unfair to say get away with it. Okay. It might succeed and it might not. Because this is so difficult for both club players to assess. Yeah. It takes courage to play foxtrot takes golf 6.
Well, but if you invert the moves, for example, foxtrot takes Gustav 6, hotel takes Gustav 5, and then at that point, don't play bishop golf 5, but rook takes knight, and after queen or rook takes foxtrot 6, queen hotel 5, and there is a checkmate knight in hotel 7.
No, because all black needs to do is move the rook from foxtrot 8. So all black would need to do is play rook takes foxtrot 6, followed by queen echo 8.
Okay.
And also, had black played queen takes foxtrot 6 and white gun queen hotel 5 immediately, it's not checkmate. Oh, yes, it is. There's queen foxtrot 2 check for black, king hotel 1, and queen echo 1 mating. So had you tried your rook takes foxtrot 6 to eliminate the defender of black, queen takes foxtrot 6 would do, because queen foxtrot 2 check is a mate if the white queen comes out to hotel 5. And it's queen foxtrot 2 check. King hotel 1, queen echo 1. Although queen foxtrot 1 will do, because if bishop takes foxtrot 1, rook takes foxtrot 1 is mate, we're not proud. We can checkmate with a rook or a queen, we don't care. Okay. All right. If you're not going to play foxtrot takes golf 6, the knight has to retreat. Any ideas? No. Are you coming back? Where are you going to retreat the knight to?
How about instead knight delta 5 here?
Well, you're probably just transposing. No, black can win. Oh, black can't win a pawn on foxtrot 5.
You're not going to worry about pawn takes pawn there, so...
Black might go golf takes foxtrot 5. Echo takes foxtrot 5. You've got to be... pawn echo 4 looks a bit risky for black.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's played knight delta 5 in this position. And this position has occurred 6 times, to my knowledge, and that's a limited database. Yeah.
If you retreat the knight, black can play pawn delta 5, and then it seems like...
No. You'll get busted. If knight... Well, where are you going to retreat the knight to first?
I don't like blocking the box trefoil, so knight hotel 3 if I have to retreat it.
Okay, knight hotel 3, pawn golf 5. White can retreat knight foxtrot 2. And white's threatening to blast with pawn hotel 4. Black would have to defend with knight hotel 7. And then white comes in queen hotel, or trades on golf 5 first, and then comes in queen hotel 5. Black might have to do something horrible like pawn foxtrot 6, and then black's got a dead golf 7 bishop and a useless hotel 7 knight. White can shift back to the centre queen side. Or white could lift the king to foxtrot 2 and put the queen and rook on the hotel file. Horrible. Pawn golf 5 doesn't work. All right, so you're missing, you don't want to play knight foxtrot 3 because you have to keep the centre king side open, don't you? Dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the game move is knight hotel 3, and that's what they all play. You're playing what Christiansen played. apart from the chicken dinner gambit. And if your opponent offers a chicken dinner gambit, you accept.
Take it. Bones and all.
Yeah. You can always plant them in the garden and see what comes back up next year. All right, knight hotel 3 is the game move, and they all play it. They all, apart from one who tried pawn takes golf 6, and it didn't turn out well. But maybe there's room for improvement.
It must be very extremely complex.
It was. Oh, it is. It is. I assure you it is. That's why I was asking, can you see the mate sequence? Or what do you think? It's difficult to assess. And well, the brave player will try it. The more solid player will sit back and say it's too speculative, it's too risky. But just because it's speculative and risky doesn't mean it won't work for you. It might work. Your opponent might not be very good at defending.
Or it might in fact be sound.
Or it could be sound without you knowing it. Yeah. It could be sound, it could be equal, or it could be unsound.
Right.
So, you take your chances. If you like exciting chess, you play pawn takes golf 6. If you think a more aggressive, but without speculation is your style, and you retreat knight hotel 3. All right, the game move is knight hotel 3. It's black to play. Any ideas?
It always has the threat of pawn takes pawn, so maybe you should do something about that.
I think white would most definitely play pawn takes golf 6, followed by knight delta 5. So black cannot let white have the luxury of pawn takes golf 6. You don't want to give away a pawn unnecessarily. But I've just told you what will happen if you push.
That surprises me because it's fairly solid under the face of it, but it isn't. Well, but I think. The only way to protect is the queen. Can't wait.
I suppose you could. Mm.
You could protect with the king, but that, as Yus would say, seems like leading with your chin.
Yeah.
I guess you could bishop down to 7 and then attack to 8, maybe.
You're missing the obvious. All right. What pawn structure has white got in the center at the moment? In Sicilian terms, how would you define it?
Meroxy bind? Okay.
Yeah, Meroxy bind, isn't it? Now, what is black's equalizing move, allegedly, in the Meroxy bind? What's the move black's always trying to force in a Meroxy bind?
Delta 5.
Delta 5, okay. Well, at the moment, you can't guess it because white's got an Echo 4 pawn and a Charlie 4 pawn.
Take one.
So if you put the knight in delta 5, you are exchanging knights and you take with Charlie pawn and you have the delta 5 pawn pass.
Yeah, but it's black to play.
Ah, so
black to play. White has played knight hotel 3. Black pawn hotel 6 game move. White game move, knight hotel 3, black to play.
So maybe golf takes foxtrot five.
And white is not going to play rook takes foxtrot five. That's just an exchange for free. So golf takes foxtrot five, echo takes foxtrot five, and then one of the guardians of delta five has gone.
Mm. And the bishop and rook are both blocked by the white pawn, which is nice.
Yeah. The white foxtrot rook has no action yet, and the white delta 3 bishop has no action unless the foxtrot pawn can be either given up or pushed.
Okay, and what about with the first idea you told us is the bishop delta 7, Anna 6, and then Bravo 5?
That's a bit slow, yeah. That will challenge, that will get a queenside challenge in, yeah. And if you're really worried, you could put a rook on Bravo 8. You might be able to do bishop delta 7 and rook Bravo 8, then pawn Bravo 5. But it looks as if white's got too much on it, so maybe you need all three. Oh, and if white ever plays pawn alpha 4, you're going to have to play pawn Bravo 6 at some point. Oh, no, you're not. Ah, no, it's all right. White hasn't got a pawn in alpha 4 yet. Yeah, but if white ever does play pawn alpha 4, black would have to play pawn bravo 6 at some point before the preparation is ready for pawn bravo 5. Black should not allow white to play pawn alpha 4, then pawn alpha 5. White should not be allowed to establish a pawn in alpha 5. But at the moment, white's more interested in the king side than the queen side. White is an aggressive player. The solid player will squeeze white with pawn alpha 4, pawn alpha 5. The aggressive player will just say, if you want to play the queen side, have it. Go on. I don't care. You play on the queen side, I'll play on the king side. Let's see whose philosophy is correct at the end of the game.
Black's kind of idea again is if white is attacking on the kingside wing, black counterattacks in the center.
Yeah, so this is the game move for black. It's a Meroxy bind. Black wants to play delta 5. And at the moment, if you play delta 5, it can get taken any one of three ways. So the game move for black, first of all, is Golf 6 takes Foxtrot 5. And the game move for white is Echo 4 takes Foxtrot 5. So one of the guardians of Delta 5 has been eliminated. It's moved. Okay. Now, this is quite dangerous because white has got a 3-1 kingside pawn majority. If these pawns can get rolling, knight foxtrot 2, pawn golf 4, pawn hotel 4, pawn golf 5, it's not going to last long, is it? So black has got to do something active and very quickly.
Can white just play golf 4, golf 5? Boom, boom.
White could do golf 4, golf 5, but I would rather be captured playing. I'd rather play golf 5 with a pawn on hotel 4.
Well, yeah, but it's so. Well, anyway.
Okay, so white has just played Echo 4 takes Foxtrot 5. It's black to play. Any ideas? And you must play quickly. You must play aggressively.
Sorry, Paul. I think I lost some moves. It was after knight hotel 3.
Yeah, knight hotel 3, game move. Black game move, golf 6 takes foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
White game move, echo 4 takes foxtrot 5.
Okay.
Black to play, and black must play aggressively. Any ideas?
Well, you've hinted strongly about delta 5, I suppose, for that.
Okay, but white's still got two guardians on Delta 5, yeah?
That's all right, we've got two attackers on the Delta 5. Okay. With the knight and the queen.
Okay. Any other ideas, then? Just, you know, there's more than one idea in a position.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It can be annoying with Echo 4.
Black might have Echo 4 at some point if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't have it yet, then that's right.
Right, it's a Meroxy bind. We've eliminated one guardian.
Oh, I see. Golf 5.
There is no golf 5.
We go 4. No, wait a minute. Bravo 5.
Bravo 5. Okay, yeah. So it's like a Benko now. You're offering the Bravo pawn. So if white ever plays Charlie takes Bravo 5, then you have pawn Delta 5 for free.
Yeah.
And you got three big pawns across the centre. And two of them are connected past Echo and Delta.
And they can hit the white knight and bishop.
And when you play if you play Bravo 5, you're threatening pawn takes pawn on Charlie 4 to be followed with pawn Delta 5, and you get your big pawn center anyway. This is the game move. The game move for black is pawn Bravo 5.
These guys are good.
And we're still in Christiansen Kasparov.
What's strange is white started with that big pawn center and it's all gone, and black is making a big pawn center.
Yeah, black had the four pawns attack, and now black has got the three pawns attack. Yeah, white's got the one pawn defense, and black's got the three pawns attack.
Amazing.
Well, this is what happens. You know the French defense, when players play the advanced, white gets a big pawn center.
Yeah.
And there are variations where white plays delta takes Charlie 5, and when the challenge comes in, white plays echo 5 takes foxtrot 6, and it's black who's left with the pawns in the centre on the echo and delta file.
Right, and the white ones are gone, yeah?
Yeah, so what white constructs a pawn centre, and then it gets demolished, and it's black who's left with the pawn centre, but they are hanging pawns on a semi-open file, so it's win some, lose some. Mm-hmm. All right, pawn bravo 5, white to play. What are you going to do? Are you going to take this pawn at all?
I might with the knight, actually, because that would get rid of black's strong knight. You know?
Yeah, but black would still have the three connected past pawns in the center, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but he wouldn't have the strong knight in the center, at least. And that knight actually, in a way, is a target at Charlie 3 for those advancing black pawns.
So you're thinking of playing knight takes bravo 5, and if black plays knight, delta 4 takes bravo 5, Charlie takes bravo 5, yeah. And then black will have pawn delta 5. For a pawn, black's got a big pawn center.
Yeah, okay. And then you've got rid of his strong knight.
Yeah, ultimately, black should pick up the foxtrot 5 pawn. Or maybe not. Okay, maybe white can go pawn, go 4 to keep that pawn. All right, that's a dangerous game for both players.
Yes.
White knight takes bravo 5, black knight takes knight bravo 5, white Charlie 4 takes bravo 5, black pawn delta 5. I don't know who's better there. We don't have an example. There's not enough examples of this position. But Christiansen didn't play it, and this player didn't play it. I'm not saying it's wrong, but Christiansen doesn't think knight takes bravo 5 is a good idea. All right, so it's white to play. If you're not going to go pawn snatching, what else are you going to do? If you're not playing on the queen side or in the center, then where are you going to play?
Well, you're hitting something else, but white could just to kind of neutralize black's plan, play bravo 3, I suppose.
Okay, so just sit tight on the position. Of course, when you play pawn bravo 3, you are subtly weakening that long diagonal.
Yeah, but it's pretty cluttered, but who knows.
Oh, well, black's got an echo 5 pawn to move first. So as you say, there's quite a few pieces to move. And it could probably all be defended in one move by bishop bravo 2, if need be. Now, this is what white does. White just says, okay, I'll solidify my queen side and play pawn bravo 3.
Oh, he does do that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, game move for white. Christiansen plays pawn bravo 3, and the game move here is pawn bravo 3.
It's often a good idea just to frustrate the other guy's plan.
At least I think Christian played pawn bravo 3. I can't recall when the game deviated. It might be this move. Maybe Christian played something. Maybe Christian played bishop echo 3 here. I know Christian played bishop echo 3 at some point. I can't recall if it's here or next move. Suffice it to say, the nature of that game was, again, it exploded with tactics. Both players playing dynamic moves, and Kasparov demonstrated that he has a very sharp tactical brain and went on to win. But there are so few games in this variation. Okay, so white in the game here plays pawn bravo 3. It's black to play. Any ideas? A very important move to me. Or is this? Hang on. No, let's get me. I should read the score sheet. All right. Okay, it makes sense. Yeah. All right, it's black to play.
Bishop Bella 7.
Yeah, it's obvious, isn't it? Yeah, that is the game move. Bishop Bravo 7. Yeah.
Well,
So now, black. Do you remember the opening? Yeah. A few moves ago, white had a pawn on Charlie 4, still has, a pawn on Echo 4, and a knight on Charlie 3. And had complete domination of Delta 5, complete control. Now black in the game has played Bishop Bravo 7. White doesn't have control of Delta 5 anymore, black does.
Mm-hmm.
If white tries knight Delta 5 now, black can just win a pawn. Either knight takes Delta 5, Charlie takes, bishop takes, or the other way around. Bishop takes knight, Charlie takes, knight takes, depending on which minor piece you prefer to have in play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the game move for black is bishop Delta 7. White to play, any ideas? Where is white playing and why?
Well, golf 4 is to be considered. Followed by golf 5, possibly.
Has black got a threat in this position, by the way?
Got Bravo 4, chase that knight.
Yeah, and there's another pawn move as well in the centre to be considered. It's risky. You could indeed play pawn Bravo 4, fix the queen side and chase the knight.
Oh yeah, I think we took, I guess, Echo 4.
There's pawn Echo 4 as well to take into account. I'm not quite sure if pawn Echo 4 is a threat. It would probably force back Bishop Charlie 2. Mm. All right. So white decides that pawn Echo 4 has to be stopped. White wants to keep the Delta 3 bishop active as possible. If black can play pawn Echo 4, followed by queen Echo 7 and maybe rook Alpha Echo 8, or queen Delta 7 and rook Alpha Echo 8, the Echo 4 pawn might become such a strong piece, such a strong unit, cutting the white forces in half. So white decides to stop pawn Echo 4, even though it might not actually be playable just yet. But sooner or later, black will push it. Mm.
Okay, maybe to bring back the knight to Felix 2?
Knight Foxtrot 2, yeah, which also fits in with any ideas of pawn golf 4, pawn hotel 4, pawn golf 5. Yeah, it keeps complete control of Echo 4.
Who's that? But golf 4, golf 5 is awfully quick.
Yeah, okay. The game move for white is knight foxtrot 2. So white is keeping black's aggression under control. All right. So knight foxtrot 2 is the game move. It's black to play. Any ideas? And we're looking for ultra aggression here now.
Oh boy.
Maybe rook to Charlie 1.
Black to play.
Yeah. Sorry, to Charlie 8.
Charlie H. You could do.
Preparing the break. or directly breaking. Bravo takes Charlie 5.
But the black's got a pawn on Charlie 5, so you're not winning anything.
Oh, yes, I see. Wow.
Alpha 5 for black.
Ah, the four pawns attack, is it?
Yeah, there we go. Followed by Alpha 4. Interesting.
Oh, it's a plan. It's a plan. It looks a bit slow to me, but it's something. Is another idea?
Maybe using the idea of Jim's idea, maybe direct Bravo 4 expulsing the Charlie 3 knight, and then that's the Echo 4 square has one defender less.
Okay, that's a possibility as well.
Well, I could just put the knight at Echo 4 right now.
Well, yeah, if you play Pawn Bravo 4, Knight Charlie Echo 4.
Pretty good for white, I think. But white, they play Knight Echo 4 no matter what, black does almost.
So Knight Echo 4 might be coming in from white anyway now.
Yeah.
That's the knight on Charlie to Echo 4, obviously. I'm not too sure, actually. Yeah, it's got to be the knight on Charlie. If you play the knight on Foxtrot to Echo 4... Oh, no. Okay, Pawn Bravo 4. Fortunately, you have Knight Takes Foxtrot 6 check to get away with it.
Yeah, you don't want that. I don't know how to do it. Well, okay.
All right, so maybe white is threatening a knight to Echo 4, trade off the Foxtrot 6 knight, and bring another knight to Echo 4. And black's defenders are slowly being eliminated. Yeah?
Yeah.
And if the knight on Foxtrot 6 is eliminated, what can white do? Imagine there was no knight on Foxtrot 6 for black. What nice aggressive move could white play?
Bring the queen over there.
Queen either to Hotel 5 or Golf 4, yeah. Mm-hmm. So black does not want this knight eliminated without compensation.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can't avoid the knight being eliminated, so you better make sure that you have a strong position or you have something going on. So, if white is threatening Knight Echo 4, how can you stop it?
Maybe Delta 5?
Ah, the four pawns attack, I see.
Yeah.
Well, it stops Knight Echo 4.
Yeah.
And if the Charlie 4 pawn in this sequence ever transfers to Delta 5, what then has happened in the position? Well, think like Benoni Benko players. Early on in the game, way back around about move 8 or 9, when white played pawn Delta 5 and black played pawn Echo 6, we were discussing moves like Bishop Echo 2, which allows black to trade in the centre.
Yeah.
So what in those games where black does trade in the centre, what plans does black come up with afterwards for the middle game? Well, black's got a three against two pawn majority on the queen side. White's going to place Charlie 4 takes Delta 5. Black's got a queenside pawn majority.
Yeah. Charlie 4, for example.
So, okay, let's examine. Just throw some ideas out. Not hard analysis. Pawn Delta 5, we imagine. Charlie takes Delta 5. Black might have a dynamic pawn Charlie 4 in the air.
Yeah.
So pawn Delta 5 is an idea. White might play what knight takes. Where are we? Let's have a look. Okay. No. All right. If black plays pawn Delta 5, white might play knight takes knight. Black would play knight takes knight. White must play Charlie takes Delta 5. And maybe then black can play queen takes Delta 5, threatening a mate on golf 2. And that's not very easy to stop, is it? You're losing a piece. Oh, no, you're not. You've got... Oh, hang on. Have you got bishop? You've got a wretched bishop... it's liquidating. I'm not quite sure about that. Maybe black would take with... So, if pawn Delta 5, white knight takes Delta 5. Does black want to trade? I think black probably has to. Knight takes Delta 5, Charlie takes Delta 5. Perhaps bishop takes Delta 5 is safer, but then white's got bishop takes Bravo 5. Maybe black should take with the queen, and after bishop I go 4. Oh, you can't retreat queen Delta 7, because your queen will be taken. So maybe black would have to trade queens, white plays rook alpha takes Delta 1, bishop takes Echo 4, knight takes Echo, white's got much of the best position here, I don't like that. Oh, hang on, it's going to be rook foxtrot takes Delta 1. White's still got a bishop on Charlie 1. I'm not sure what to do. If Delta 5, white plays knight takes Delta 5, I'm not certain what black's best move is there.
Yeah.
It's probably pawn takes Bravo 4. Pawn Bravo takes Charlie 4. And after bishop takes Charlie 4, get your king off golf 8 immediately, and then leave white to make a decision. That looks imbalanced. Both players got play there. So is it going to be slow play, Alpha 5, 4, or are you going to take your chances with pawn Delta 5 and see what happens?
Yeah.
Or you can just do slow moves, queen echo 7, rook charlie 8, or queen charlie 7 and rook alpha echo 8. Lots of ideas here for black. You can either hit out actively, or you can just sit there and play solid. But as you pointed out, white's ready for pawn golf 4 and push, kingside pawn push.
Yep. Up to Delta 5 because white that's not developed his
yeah, queen's rook, queen's bishop.
If you push the echo 4 pawn, the pawn echo 5 pawn to echo 4, and white takes with knight Charlie takes echo yeah. 4, then you can open the diagonal from Gustav 7 to Anna 1. Rook.
Yep. So you're suggesting Echo 4, Knight Charlie takes Echo 4, Black Knight Fox dot 6 takes Echo 4. Yep. White has to take on Echo 4 with something first. Probably Bishop takes Echo 4.
Yeah.
There might be a black bishop takes echo 4, white knight takes echo 4. And then black can play something like knight foxtrot 3 check, giving up a piece to play bishop takes rook alpha 1.
Yeah, something like that, gaining equality.
It's material imbalance. I'm not sure who's better. White has bishop takes pawn hotel 6 at the end of the sequence. White will be getting a very strong attack for this. White will have 3 connected passed pawns against a bear king for an exchange on alpha 1. That is too powerful. Okay, let's go over it again. Echo 4. Knight Charlie takes echo 4. Black knight foxtrot takes echo 4. White bishop takes echo 4. Black probably plays bishop takes bishop echo 4. White knight takes echo 4. And of course, the long diagonal is open. So black plays bishop golf 7 takes alpha 1. Oh no, no, white has, black has to throw in knight foxtrot 3 or echo 2 check first. And then white takes with the queen. Black plays bishop takes rook alpha 1. And white gets bishop Charlie 1 takes pawn hotel 6. And even if bishop golf 7, white just plays queen golf 4 with a very strong position. It's not worth the exchange. It's not worth it. If you lose hotel 6 pawn for the exchange, you're going to lose.
Yes.
You're giving white too much of a strong attack. And the kingside pawns will just roll forward. Okay. So the only other dynamic move is pawn delta 5. Have you got the courage to play it? You can play Queen Charlie 7 and Rook Alpha Echo 8 or Queen Echo 7.
You better play, I think, White's kingside attack. It'll be pretty quick now.
Well, all right, white is getting a kingside attack. So you need activity from somewhere, don't you, black?
Yeah.
So if you sit there with Queen Charlie 7, Rook Alpha Echo 8, you're doing nothing to help your attack. You go Alpha 5, Alpha 4, Alpha takes Bravo 3, you're doing nothing to help your attack. You've got to get activity.
No Delta 5.
Game move for black, pawn Delta 5.
Oh boy, now we got complications.
The four pawns attack arises again. No, the phoenix of the four pawns attack.
Counter attack. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. All right, it's white to play. As you said, complications. You can snatch a pawn on Bravo 5, but I don't think it's worth the effort. And if you're not careful, black is going to go... Black can go pawn echo 4 now. Black is definitely threatening pawn echo 4, and that will be a strong position.
Yeah.
So really, white has little choice but to let black have some central activity. White in the game plays Charlie 4, takes Delta 5.
Okay.
All right, back to play. We're playing dynamic chess now. Any ideas? Just throwing crazy looking ideas around.
Let's see.
Just throw ideas around.
Well, the obvious idea would be to take the pawn back. Bishop.
I think white has to take the delta 5.
White has just played Charlie 4 takes delta 5. Game move, Charlie 4 takes delta 5.
Yeah.
So it's black to play. Any ideas?
You can advance pawns to chase the knight or the bishop.
Which one?
In between move.
Yeah. So what are the specific moves you're thinking of?
Well, pushing the Bravo pawn, the Charlie pawn, or the Echo pawn?
The Echo pawn will probably just allow knight on Charlie 3 takes Echo 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, hang on. Yeah, there's still a knight on Delft 4 to move out of the way. So you're not winning a whole rook on Alpha 1. You might be winning an exchange there, Black. But if ever White is allowed, Bishop takes Hotel 6. I don't think you'll survive that kingside attack.
Yeah, strange. You can practically give away the whole alpha rook for the hotel pawn and win.
No, in the sequence, Black has to give a knight check on either Echo 2 or Foxtrot 3 to give it away.
But maybe even without that, you'd win. Anyway.
Well, no, you can't because you need your knight on the knight on Delta 4 has to move. In general, if you're playing bishop takes alpha 1 to an exchange, it's a bad trade if White gets in bishop takes alpha 6.
Which is just there are no kingside pawns at all.
none at all. White can just slowly arrange to push all three pawns, but it should steamroller through. Of course, it can be mishandled. But I think White is winning if ever Black plays Bishop takes Alpha 1, allowing Bishop takes Hotel 6. And all Black is doing is winning an exchange in the process. I think White is winning. So, dynamic moves. Pawn Echo 4 looks a bit speculative to me.
Yeah. Bob and Charlie pawns are possibilities.
All right. It's clear you're not a regular Benoni Benko player because one of those moves would be played virtually automatically by a Benko Benoni player, and the other probably would never be played by a Benko Benoni player. Oh, no, maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe there are some Benko Benoni, but not in this type of position. Oh, no, maybe there are times when both get pushed. Okay. Maybe I don't know enough theory. All right.
Because if you push the Charlie pawn, you're going to lose a pawn there, aren't you?
All right, you're looking at Charlie 4. White Bravo takes Charlie 4. Black Bravo takes Charlie 4. White Bishop takes Charlie 4.
Yeah.
Right, what do you notice about the queen side white pieces?
Yeah, there are a couple on the Charlie pile, so maybe we can attack with the rook.
And they're both undefended. All right, let's examine. Charlie 4, proposed move. White Bravo takes Charlie. Black Bravo takes Charlie. White Bishop takes Charlie. Both unprotected. Charlie 4, Knight. Charlie 4, Bishop. Charlie 3, Knight. Black could play Rook, Charlie 8. Okay.
Yeah.
If the Bishop moves, the Knight falls. So White can protect with Queen Alpha 4.
Mm-hmm.
Can Black increase the pressure? Where's the vulnerable piece?
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, it wouldn't matter if White plays Queen Bravo 3 or Queen Alpha 4, Black will play the same. So just think of the Bishop on Charlie 4, the White Queen can be either Alpha 4 or Bravo 3, but Alpha 4 seems to be slightly better. Well, you played Rook Charlie 8. Black is suggesting Queen Alpha 4. White is Queen Alpha 4.
But after Charlie 4, Bravo takes Charlie 4. Bravo takes Charlie 4. Bishop takes Charlie 4. Maybe Now, yes, the rook Charlie 8 may be possible, threatening the bishop and the knight behind.
Okay, but then white could play queen alpha 4 to protect this.
Yes.
Then it's black to play.
Maybe knight to echo 2 check.
Oh, you've still got a knight on foxtrot 6. And the bishop could backwardly recapture anyway.
Yes.
So white's got a vulnerable bishop on Charlie 4, a vulnerable knight on Charlie 3.
We're here with the queen, I suppose.
So you're suggesting queen Charlie 7?
Yeah.
If the bishop moves, the knight falls.
Yep.
And if white moves the knight, the bishop falls. So let's say white plays rook bravo 1. What's he going to do? Now you've both got a piece hanging. And if you protect or move your bishop, white might play rook bravo 4, protecting the bishop. Then the knight can move, and then the bishop moves. So rook bravo 1 attacks your bishop and threatens rook bravo 4 to defend.
Again,
all right. Well, black can ignore it all and play queen takes bishop Charlie 4.
Yeah.
Which threatens to play queen takes knight Charlie 3.
True.
So if white plays rook takes bravo 7, the black queen charges on and plays queen takes knight Charlie 3, and black's won a piece. White might be able to go queen takes alpha 7 there.
Not enough.
Is black to move now?
We're still discussing analysis. We're still analysing.
Oh, it's analyzed, okay.
It is black to move. We're looking at Charlie 4. Bravo takes Charlie. Bravo takes Charlie. Bishop takes Charlie. Rook Charlie 8. Queen alpha 4. We're suggesting queen takes Charlie 4. And I'm wondering if rook takes bravo 7 gives white some activity. So after queen takes Charlie 3, queen takes alpha 7, black is a piece up. Ooh. But he's threatening rook takes golf 7 check. Ah, black plays knight echo 8 to protect the piece. That's no good. You're going downhill there, black, white, right. So knight echo 8. So after queen takes Charlie 4 in that sequence, if queen takes queen Charlie 4, rook takes queen Charlie 4, black's still a piece up. And black's got a piece hanging, bravo 7. White's got a knight hanging. White can't take a piece without losing a piece. So black wins a piece in the whole variation. So if pawn Charlie 4, if white gets greedy and takes the pawn, white loses a piece on the Charlie file to rook Charlie 8, followed by queen Charlie 7.
We can take once, right, if he wants, maybe.
Okay, so if black plays pawn Charlie 4, white takes once, black plays once, and then white doesn't play bishop takes pawn Charlie 4.
Right.
Okay, but it's black to play, it's black to move. Is pawn Charlie 4 worth playing?
Well, it looks pretty good because it would be a passed pawn. Then.
Okay, yeah. So you converted your 3v2 into a passed pawn. Yes. This is the game move, pawn Charlie 4. The game move for black is pawn Charlie 4. And the game move for white is Bravo 3 takes Charlie 4. The game move for black is Bravo 5 takes Charlie 4. And white in the game is not going to play Bishop takes Pawn Charlie 4. And just to be certain, if white Wood does play Bishop takes Pawn Charlie 4, black plays Rook Charlie Ace. White can play anything, whether it's Queen Delta 3, Queen Bravo 3, or Queen Alpha 4. Black simply plays Queen Charlie 7. And white is losing two pieces on the Charlie file if white goes after Rook Bravo 1 takes Bravo 7. So black will win a piece.
The idea was correct. So that it takes Rook Charlie 8 and then.
Yeah, and white cannot defend both pieces quickly enough. White cannot defend the advanced bishop quickly enough. If white had a knight on foxtrot 3, it could retreat delta 2 and save the bishop, move the knight from Charlie 3 and move the bishop and be a pawn up. You might be a little tied up, but you could win a pawn if you want to. But the knight is on foxtrot 2. The Charlie 4 bishop could not be defended quickly enough. So, white has a bishop on prees, delta 3, where is it going to go?
Echo 4.
Yeah, that looks the only, and you might as well support your delta 5 pawn.
Yeah, if you want to take, then he gets that 6 knight defender that we would like to get rid of anyway.
Okay, so the game move for white is bishop echo 4. So white is over protecting delta 5, but it's only protected twice and it's attacked 3 times.
Yeah, but if black loses his knight in the exchange, that may be dangerous.
But what's happened is, well, black must get this delta 5 pawn back at some point. You can't leave it there.
Yeah.
So what's happened in all the trading? Black has ended up with 2 passed pawns in the centre, and white has got 3 passed pawns against 1 on the king side. But white's attack is very slow. Now, black's passed pawns aren't going anywhere fast at the moment.
Yeah.
But if white doesn't get an attack going, and if white is going to get attack going, white has to expose his king. So all this central play, pawn Bravo 5, pawn Delta 5, the 4 pawns attack, reverse. All it's done is gain black 2 passed pawns in the middle of the board. But you never know. All right, so white's just played Bishop Echo 4. If black does nothing, white's just gonna carry on with a kingside attack. Golf 4, Hotel 4, Golf 5. Or golf 4, golf 5, depending on how you want to play it.
Now if knight foxtrot 6 takes bishop, and after knight takes echo 4.
Knight on foxtrot takes echo 4.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Knight foxtrot takes echo 4, and. Because. Now,
yeah, there's still a knight on Charlie 3. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to put the queen in Delta 5 to.
Yes, but you can't. There's a knight. Yeah, there's a knight on Charlie 3.
Yeah. Okay. I will think another plan.
Okay. All right. Well, it's black to play. You've got to get your pawn back on Delta 5 sooner or later. All right, back in the game. Plays knight, takes pawn, delta 5. Gets it back immediately. There's nothing better to do. And in the process, you are beginning to open up the long diagonal.
You're also opening up the black king.
Yeah, well, providing you keep your bishop on golf 7, that's your key defender.
Yeah.
Well, but if you didn't play knight takes pawn, delta 5, you were just going to be a pawn down, and white was going to throw the golf pawn down anyway.
Anyway, yeah, sure, you got it, yeah, all right.
So you had no choice, really. Black had no choice. Knight takes pawn, not delta 5, for better or worse, had to be played. Okay. So it's white to play, and black is threatening knight takes pawn, knight takes knight, Charlie 3. All right, White, are you going to go defensively, defend your Charlie 3 knights, or move it, or trade it? They're your three choices. Well, mind you, knight takes Charlie 3, attacks the white queen. So you either defend your knights, move it, or trade it.
Trade it, but which way? That's the next question.
All right, there's something to think about in the position. When the black knight on fox.6, it was defending something.
Yeah, the queen can come in now.
The Felix pawn.
No, the knight on fox.6 was defending. It was preventing a threat.
Yes, queen of table 5.
Yeah, or something else.
Golf 4.
queen golf 4, pinning the golf 7 bishop. Yeah. So if white trades pieces in the centre, white can follow up with queen golf 4 or hotel 5, depending on your choice.
Yep.
So the game move for white is knight takes knight delta 5. Yep. Black has no choice. If you do not recapture, you are a piece down. So black in the game plays bishop takes white knight delta 5. Game move, black plays bishop takes knight delta 5. And it's white to play. Any ideas?
Maybe queen golf 4, as you say.
Which threatens bishop takes hotel 6.
And protects.
Well, your bishop is covered from the foxtrot 2 knight anyway.
But you'd like to get into the game anyway. Yeah, like...
yeah, but you don't want to leave a piece tied down, do you?
But if you could just move that knight, the knight could get into the attack, and then the rook would be in the attack as well. That would be nice.
Yeah. So the game move for white is queen, golf, 4. which threatens bishop takes hotel 6. Alright, black to play, white to play queen, golf 4. White is now threatening bishop takes hotel 6. What are you going to do? Well, are you going to play king hotel 7?
Mm-hmm.
This looks
pretty good.
No.
No, because you run into pawn foxtrot 6 check. Something takes, bishop takes echo 4, queen takes golf 7 mates is a little bit difficult to answer.
Checkmate.
Yeah, you do not walk into an x-ray attack like that. But if you play king hotel 8, there might be possibilities of white playing bishop takes hotel 6 anyway. And putting the queen on the hotel file, it looks a bit risky, might be a bit slow. Or maybe white can just come in queen golf 6 anyway. But that might be challenged by queen echo 8. But then black would trade queens and take your bishop on delta 5. The only thing protecting the bishop on delta 5 is the queen on delta 8. So queen golf 4 looks very dangerous here for white. So king hotel 7 loses to pawn foxtrot 6 check with mate on golf 7. King hotel 8 might well allow, I think queen golf 6. And if bishop takes delta echo 4, white can throw in bishop takes pawn hotel 6 as an in-between move, threatening a mate on golf 7. And if bishop takes bishop hotel 6, queen takes hotel 6 check, and then white plays knight takes bishop on echo 4. And white still has a strong attack. And three connected passed pawns against the bear king. So bishop takes hotel 6 looks to be a strong threat.
Foxtrot 6 maybe from black.
What, rook foxtrot 6?
Yeah.
Okay, you could do that, yeah. Bishop takes bishop delta 5. Check. Queen takes. Knight echo 4. Hits the rook. The rook has to go sideways, say to bravo 6. Then white plays pawn foxtrot 6. And you're losing everything. You see that? Rook foxtrot 6. Bishop takes bishop delta 5, check. Anything other than queen takes delta 5 loses a piece. Queen takes delta 5. White knight comes in knight echo 4. Threatening knight takes foxtrot 6 check. If the rook moves, wherever the rook moves, white plays pawn foxtrot 6 anyway, which threatens queen takes golf 7 mates if the rook is not on foxtrot 7. And if black plays rook takes knight, then rook takes pawn, then knight takes rook check, wins the black queen on delta 5. So rook foxtrot 6 will not do.
You might sacrifice that rook for the exchange. Let it sit there. He's counterattacking. Like rook alpha to foxtrot 8 or something.
Well, you've got to move your queen off the back rank first before you can go rook foxtrot. Oh, I see. Rook foxtrot 6, bishop takes delta 5, check, queen takes, knight echo 4, and you just go rook alpha foxtrot 8. Okay, interesting idea.
Yeah. White is still not so well developed.
All right, maybe White might snatch an exchange there. That's no good. Yeah, that's not so clear. That's not so clear. White can snatch an exchange, but maybe the knight is stronger than the rook.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, it's definitely it's a piece that can it has the advantage of being able to move. The black rook on foxtrot 6 must stand still. So White could perhaps get on with slower developments. White could just I prefer White in that position because White's got the attack and Black's tied up. And at the right moment, we can snatch the exchange if it's still there. So Black's not very comfortable in this position, is he? She.
And if Black goes out from the pin with King Hotel 8, it will be dangerous.
If King Hotel 8, White goes Queen Golf 6. And the threat is Bishop takes Hotel 6 immediately. Oh, there's Rook Fox dot 6 now.
Queen Fox dot 6 as well.
Yeah, Queen Fox dot 6 as well. No, Queen Fox dot 6. There's a Queen trade followed by Bishop takes Knight Delta 5. Bishop takes Bishop Delta 5. Black Queen is overloaded. She can't come to Fox dot 6 and protect Delta 5.
Yes, a queen not, but rook yes.
The rook can't. So King Hotel 8, Queen Golf 6 is not a good idea. So we need a better idea. How about King Golf 8, Queen Hotel 3? Or maybe if King Hotel 8, White plays Bishop takes Bishop Delta 5, Queen takes Bishop Delta 5, White puts the Knight on Echo 4, and White is threatening Pawn Foxtrot 6, I think. So Black might have to give up this exchange plan again. I think if King Hotel 8, White plays Bishop takes Delta 5, Queen takes Delta 5, Knight Echo 4, and Pawn Foxtrot 6 is a strong threat. And if you play Bishop Foxtrot 6, you just lose your Hotel 6 pawn for nothing. And could even be mated by Knight takes Foxtrot 6. Idea next move. Okay. Where's the weak point in the black position? Who's the big target? Who's the most uncomfortable black piece? Okay. Yeah, all right.
As you said, the queen is overloaded.
Who's going to be the big target then?
Bishop is...
So if you want to activate the queen, if the black queen wants some freedom of mobility,
you must take the bishop.
You trade the bishop on Delta 5, so it is freed from the duty of defending against bishop takes delta 5.
We have to watch out. Black, white might ignore that and go for his hotel 6 point anyway. Let's see.
Something's happened when you play bishop takes echo 4. Well, the white knight could take an effort. Something happened for black. If black plays bishop takes bishop echo 4, black now has a further option, which wasn't available when white had a bishop on echo 4.
You can regain the bishop with the knight on pocket of 7.
Okay, now, there's something happens. If black plays bishop takes bishop echo 4, something in the white position is dramatically altered.
Well, you can take with the knight, that puts the knight into the attack and the rook into the attack.
No, something in the white position has altered. After bishop takes echo 4, something has altered in the white position.
Well, even before knight takes bishop, okay.
Yeah, something immediately alters in the white position.
Bishop takes hotel 4, threatening mate.
Hotel 6. Yeah. Okay, but something in the white position has happened. After bishop takes echo 4, something happened. What's the most difficult move on the chessboard to visualize, according to the grandmasters?
Taking your own piece?
No. There's a certain type of move which the grandmasters say is the most easiest to overlook.
Moving backwards.
Yeah, and which piece moving backwards?
Any of them, but in this case, knight or queen.
Okay, if black plays bishop takes bishop echo 4. Something happens in the white position. Before white moves, something has happened in the white position. And it's not white as a piece down, it's something else.
What opens that diagonal on the king?
Yeah, something else has happened in the white position.
Of course, the white can go where the bishop used to be, with the queen.
No, something in the white position has happened. All right. After bishop takes echo 4, let's put it another way. What options has black got if black had two moves? Apart from the obvious retreating your bishop because you're a piece up.
Well, the queen is free now, so it can go over to the defense.
Yeah, something else.
Maybe the rook can go to the echo file. The echo file can click the echo file. Oh.
Yeah. The echo 5 is perfectly safe for black. Nothing can hit that.
Well, Charlie four pawn is unprotected now.
Yeah, something in the white position.
Oh, it could be kind of a back row mate here.
Well, not immediately, no. If bishop takes bishop echo 4, if black had another move, what could black do?
We could take the foxtrot move, the foxtrot pawn.
With what?
The bishop or the rook.
And?
Well, especially the bishop would be hitting the queen.
Yeah. What's the most difficult move on a chessboard to see?
Moving backwards.
Yeah.
So it must be the queen moves backwards.
Well, the black queen can't move backwards. She'd be going to the ninth rank.
No, the white queen, I don't know.
No, this is a black move we're looking at.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, the knight is hitting that pawn. Anyway. That's a backwards move by the knight, by black.
What are you? What are you suggesting? After bishop takes echo 4, if black's just on the move, what can black do?
Bishop takes 3, threatening the queen.
White will just play, take it, golf takes foxtrot 3. All right, you're not going to see it.
No.
You're not going to see it. Okay, the game move for black is bishop takes bishop echo 4. Right, it's white to play. There are two moves to be analysed. What two candidate moves has white got here?
Well, they can take back the bishop or play the bishop.
Knight takes bravo, echo 4.
Okay, that's one move, yep. That's one move to analyze. What's the other move to analyze?
And queen takes.
All right, there are three moves to analyze then. What's the third move to analyze?
Bishop takes hotel 6.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can dismiss queen takes echo 4. Because you're taking all the pressure off black. So you either play knight takes bishop echo 4, or you play bishop takes pawn hotel 6.
Do that, then black can play knight takes foxtrot 5 and protects the
So what's the most difficult moves to see on a chessboard? What type of move?
Backward move. Yeah.
Backward knight captures. If white goes bishop takes pawn hotel 6, black has knight on delta 4 takes foxtrot 5. So if white tries to say, bishop takes pawn, hotel 6, I'm going to checkmate you, and then I'll pick up the piece on echo 4 next move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if bishop takes pawn, hotel 6, black has knight takes pawn, foxtrot 5, which, and black is a piece up, And black is threatening, knight takes bishop, hotel 6. So, bishop takes pawn, hotel 6, idea. Knight takes pawn, foxtrot 5. Bishop takes bishop, golf 7. Knight takes golf 7 for black. And then probably queen takes bishop on echo 4. And then it's three pawns.
You have rook takes foxtrot 5 in the middle of the combination.
After bishop takes pawn, hotel 6, there's a threat of mate on golf 7.
Yeah.
So you have to play knight.
You didn't move the knight. You didn't make what I proposed. The knight takes foxtrot, echo 4.
No, we're analysing bishop takes hotel 6.
Ah, okay. Bishop takes hotel 6. Okay, sorry.
Threatening mate. Yep. So the idea, bishop takes pawn, hotel 6. Black can play knight takes pawn, foxtrot 5. Bishop takes bishop, golf 7. Which threatens all sorts of ideas. I think black has to play knight takes bishop, golf 7. White can then play queen takes bishop, echo 4. And white's won a pawn back in the process. White's got three pawns. Black's got three pawns. Black's king is exposed. Black has got two separated passed pawns. That's looking equal to me. Both players can go wrong at club level. There could be any of three results from this, from such a game. Yeah, black would probably have to come in queen delta 4 to protect the echo 5 pawn and the Charlie 4 pawn. White might play something like rook delta 1. There'd be a queen trade and echo 4, knight takes. I'm not quite sure who's better or worse there. I think white's getting in first with rook delta 7, but it might not be enough. Mm-hmm. White's knight is better than black's. So I think, if anything, if white plays bishop takes pawn, hotel 6, white will have the slightly more comfortable ending, but not much more. All right, so bishop takes hotel 6. Needs knight takes foxtrot 5. It must be knight takes foxtrot 5. We get a trade on golf 7. We get queen takes echo 4. Black probably has to play queen delta 4 to keep both the Charlie 4 pawn and the echo 5 pawn. Ah, there's queen Charlie 7 as well. Yeah, queen Charlie 7 might be slightly better. Black must keep queens on, I think. So I think queen Charlie 7 is slightly better. And if white plays rook alpha Charlie 1, black goes rook alpha Charlie 8. White can gang up on the Charlie 4 pawn with rook Charlie 3 and move the... Oh, you've got to be careful. There might be a rook trade on the foxtrot file, so maybe it can't be done. Though after queen Charlie 7, rook Charlie 1, white's threatening knight delta 3. So I think white's got the more comfortable position. But I don't think it's winning.
Yeah, so maybe what you was meaning late, what happens in the white position after bishop takes echo 4, maybe that something that the delta file...
Knight on delta 4 can capture on a foxtrot 5.
Can be pinned.
Mm-hmm. No,
rook and delta 1.
When the bishop took an echo 4, it meant black can play knight on delta 4 takes foxtrot 5. And protect golf 7. And hotel 6. Bishop takes pawn, bishop echo 4 undermines the defense of foxtrot 5. Okay. So, bishop takes hotel 6 here for white. I think we give white a slight edge in endings, but I don't think it's decisive. I think black should be able to hold it. But it would be black would be more uncomfortable. All right. So white in the game instead decides to play knight takes bishop, echo 4. Game move for white, knight takes bishop, echo 4. Black in the game to play, any ideas? White has just played knight takes bishop, echo 4.
Now, Felix 6 is a threat.
Pawn foxtrot 6 is the threat.
Yes, pawn foxtrot. Yes, Felix 6, foxtrot 6.
Pawn foxtrot 6 is a very strong threat here for white.
Yes.
Look at the queen to delta 7.
Pinning the queen on golf 4, yeah, that's clever. But that does nothing to stop bishop takes pawn, hotel 6.
You can take that pawn. You're hitting that pawn 3 times now. Defended twice. Bishop is protecting.
So maybe you put the queen delta 7 to pin the fox pawn, but yeah. You also have your hotel 6 pawn hanging.
Yep. White, after knight takes echo 4, white is threatening bishop takes pawn, hotel 6.
Knight takes strike 5.
If knight takes foxtrot 5, aren't you losing a piece to rook takes foxtrot 5? Rook takes foxtrot 5 for black, queen takes foxtrot 5. What answer have you got to that?
Whoa. This is after queen to delta 7 I'm talking about.
No. Oh.
That's what I was talking about. Okay.
All right.
Then if bishop takes pawn, play knight takes.
It's black to move. White has just played knight takes echo 4. It's black to move.
Yeah, look at queen delta 7. Good thing is it stops the pawn from moving and it hits the pawn 3 times.
Okay, I think after queen delta 7, white would probably play bishop takes pawn, hotel 6. Yeah. And then what do you do?
Yeah, that's the question. The obvious thing is, I guess, knight takes.
Foxtrot 5. And maybe it's coming down to this ending of 3 pawns each and whose king is more comfortable. If queens come off, black will be better. If queens stay on, sorry. If queens come off, yeah, I think. Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah, it depends how weak the black centre pawns are. If they were connected, I'd say black would be winning, almost. But they're separated, so that means they have problems defending each other. So you're suggesting queen delta 7?
No, king delta 7 to pin the pawn, but I saw that you have the other pawn hanging, so that's difficult. Maybe now, yes, king to hotel 8. And pinning
Well, it looks as if after Queen Delta 7, both players are going to lose a pawn on the king side. All right. What do we notice about the black? The white position. All the white pieces. What do we notice?
They're coming in on the black king.
Well, not all of them.
Not all of them, but a lot.
Okay.
Got the rook, the pawn, the knight, and the queen. On the bishop, too, really. The bishop, yeah. Almost everything except the alpha rook.
Okay, so what do we notice about the alpha rook?
It is on a diagonal too.
Yeah, but there's no way black's going to get that bishop active, is it? Besides which, black's bishop's a defender, not an attacker.
Well,
what else do you notice about the alpha one rook?
I mean, it's undeveloped and it could be easily developed to bravo one.
Okay, that's its aggressive intention. What do you notice about its vulnerability?
Well, yeah, the knight can hit it.
Knight Charlie 2 could hit it. Can anyone else hit it?
So easily. It's too bad for black. He could have forked the bishop and the king and removed that dangerous bishop, except the queen keeps that square.
All right. Has black got any threats in this position?
I think black is going to lose something, so the best is to take the pawn, Felix 5.
With what?
I think I see it. Knight, echo 2, check.
With the knight, I think, because...
Followed by the fork and
You let the delta 4... A square for the queen, a check.
Ah, you're thinking of picking up the rook on alpha 1.
Sure. Just move the knight with check and then give the rook.
Well, you could go knight echo 2 check.
Yeah.
Queen takes, queen delta 4 check, a bishop echo 3. And you would have to go queen takes knight echo 4.
Yeah, probably knight foxtrot 3 is better.
Well, you still go queen takes knight. Queen delta 4 check, bishop echo 3. And then you've lost. If you go knight foxtrot 3 check, queen takes, queen delta 4 check, bishop echo 3, and the foxtrot rook protects alpha 1. What's the most difficult move to see in a game of chess? What did I tell you?
Oh, you could just play simply knight takes...
sacrifices.
Foxtrot 5, yeah. With the threat.
Yeah, the
So knight takes foxtrot 5.
Okay. Now, echo 2. Knight echo 2.
Queen takes echo 2.
And queen delta 4, check.
Bishop echo 3.
That's correct. Bishop echo 3. Mm-hmm. So now the echo 4.
Queen takes knight echo 4. Okay, yeah.
So my knight is back. And my hotel pawn is safe, and you cannot push your pawn.
You push.
And now I am threatening you, your foxtrot 5 pawn, with my rook.
And you're pinning the echo 3 bishop, so the queen on echo 2. So you're suggesting knight echo 2, check. Queen takes echo 2, I think. If you play King Hotel 1, you have to allow for moves like Bishop takes Golf 2, check. King takes Golf 2. Knight Foxtrot 4, check. King moves somewhere. Or maybe Bishop takes Foxtrot 4. Black's a piece up in the middle of all this. Oh, no, he's not. White's just played knight takes echo 4. It's a knight takes echo 4 line. Okay, so you're suggesting knight echo 2, check. Queen takes. Queen delta 4, check. Bishop echo 3. Queen takes echo 4. And I would suggest white should break the pin as quickly as possible. But again, white's all right. It's four pawns each. It's the same colour bishop ending.
Yeah, but on the other sequence, I thought first with knight takes foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
Rook takes foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
Then the sequence is the same. That queen delta 4 check.
Yeah.
And after,
if you play bishop echo 3,
no, not queen, Anna 1 check.
Yeah, so that bishop echo 3 is no good because previously the queen was on echo 2 to protect the echo 3 square.
Yeah.
Yes.
So by playing knight takes foxtrot 5, you have ideas of letting the knight go to win a rook on Anna 1.
Yeah,
and maybe pin the Charlie 1 bishop.
Another idea would be rook takes.
After knight takes foxtrot 5, if white rook takes foxtrot 5, black could play rook takes rook foxtrot 5, queen takes foxtrot 5, queen delta 4 check, king moves, queen takes Anna 1.
Yeah.
And then you're a clean exchange ahead.
And you got the bishop pinned against the king.
Yeah. So you might well be winning automatically there. So if you play knight takes foxtrot 5, white dare not risk bishop rook takes foxtrot 5.
Yeah, he needs that rook to protect his alpha rook.
Okay, so let's have a look. Right, so this is the game move. Black in the game plays knight takes pawn, foxtrot 5. When a unit moves, it vacates the square for somebody else. Queen delta 4 check. That was a relationship I was looking for in the white position involving the alpha 1 rook.
Yeah, that's good.
And it, had there been no knight on delta 4, you'd have seen queen delta 4 checking.
Yeah.
But because your own piece sits on delta 4, people don't see the possibility of moving the piece to that square because the square is occupied. So you vacate the square with a threat.
So maybe white now should play bishop takes hotel 6.
Well, black would just play knight, takes bishop out of six and be a piece up.
Yeah, we still got kind of an attack.
Not enough. Not enough.
Well, okay, we've got to find something else then. Right now,
so knight takes pawn, foxtrot 5, it's white to play. The threat is queen, delta 4, check, winning a rook.
Yep.
And if you play rook takes foxtrot 5, black will play rook takes foxtrot 5, and after queen takes rook, foxtrot 5 for white, queen, delta 4, check, it's the same story. Queen takes alpha 1, and you've not got enough for your exchange.
Well, just a simple thing would be rook bravo 1 to get it off the diagonal.
Yeah, isn't black a pawn up at the moment? So black can then consolidate. All right, I don't know how. But black is a pawn up at the moment. All right, rook bravo 1.
Yeah, if you can get rook to bravo 7, then that could be.
Yeah, rook bravo 7 might be compensation, I agree.
Yeah.
And now after rook bravo 1, white is threatening to win a piece, rook takes foxtrot 5. All right, queen delta 4 check. King goes to the corner.
Yeah.
Possibility of knight echo 3. Forking queen and rook. Forking golf 4 queen, foxtrot 1 rook.
Well, bishop takes the knight, right?
And queen takes, and then black's a pawn up, and got the bishop against the knight.
Okay, maybe now white cannot admit queen delta 4 and connecting the rooks with bishop Bella 2.
Okay, so you're stopping queen delta 4 and connecting the rooks, okay. That's fairly sensible. You're still a pawn down, though. Ah, if you go bishop Bella 2, knight echo 3, but you have got queen echo 6 to get out of this.
Yes, but that doesn't work because you have the fork of rook and queen. You can get out with rook take, rook check, and then move the queen.
Okay, or queen echo 6 check. It's the same. Yeah, I take your point. But liquidation is occurring and white is a pawn down. Yeah, okay, so bishop bravo 2 is defending. I'm sure there are good moves here for black. Maybe black just comes back with knight delta 4 and says, I'm a pawn up, what's he going to do? I've got a strong knight on delta 4, I'm a pawn up, what play have you got for your pawn? And the knight on delta 4 back with regard to echo 6. All right, there's another move for the bishop. You can't go delta 2, it'll be taken. You can't go echo 3, it'll be taken. You can't go foxtrot 4, echo 5 will take it. If you go hotel 5, hotel 6 will probably take it and be quite safe.
If you go alpha 3, you hit the rook. That's nice.
So you got a nice tempo on the rook on foxtrot 8, and then you stopped queen delta 4 check losing a rook.
Yeah.
And as well as going bishop alpha 3, hitting a rook, you're threatening rook takes knight foxtrot 5. Game move for white, bishop alpha 3.
Finally develops his bishop.
Yeah. So, two threats, bishop takes rook, foxtrot 8, and rook takes knight, foxtrot 5. I suppose you could play knight echo 7.
But now, the queen didn't make the David 4 check.
Okay. You want to explore queen, David 4 check. I think the king has to go to hotel 1.
I have no sense. Yeah. Now the rooks are connected. That was the idea.
Okay. Yeah. Well, white has just played bishop alpha 3, so the rooks are connected. Game move, bishop alpha 3. Black to play.
One square more.
Yeah. Attacking instead of defending.
Yeah, well, that's my problem.
Well, unfortunately, knight echo 7 loses to queen echo 6 check. You can't put the rook in the way rook foxtrot 7, you lose it to queen takes foxtrot 7. And the knight and echo 7. And if you move, if knight echo 7, queen echo 6 check, you move your king. Queen takes knight echo 7, wins a whole piece, thank you very much. You've got queen delta 4 check. Ah, knight foxtrot 2, rook takes foxtrot 2. Okay, that's a clear. So after queen echo 6 check, king hotel 8. We need another move. We need a different move. Ah, you go bishop takes knight echo 7. And if queen delta 4 check, you just move your king. Ah, there's rook takes rook foxtrot 1, rook takes foxtrot 1, queen takes echo 4. So black survives with knight echo 7 just. Oh, hang on. After knight echo 7, white might have rook takes rook check. Oh, hang on, there's queen delta 4 check in the middle of all this. Knight echo 7 might not be good enough. Knight echo 7, rook takes foxtrot 8 check. If queen takes foxtrot 8, queen echo 6 check wins a piece. Because if queen foxtrot 7, you ignore it and play queen takes knight echo 7. But if knight echo 7, rook takes foxtrot 8 check, king takes rook foxtrot 1 check, it has to be king echo 8. Oh, this is horrible. This is horrible. Queen, gotta be careful about, that. Gotta be careful about queen delta 4 check. Oh, you just play queen takes bishop golf 7. And there's a mate on echo 7. So I think knight echo 7 loses in all variations to rook takes rook foxtrot 8. So you've got to find something else. You're threatened with bishop takes rook, and you're threatened with rook takes knight on foxtrot 5.
Maybe you can deflect the queen with hotel 5? No, no.
Oh.
You're not really threatened with rook takes knight, right? Because then black fork the queen and the rook check.
Okay, yeah. So rook takes fox up five is not a threat because a queen delta four check.
Yeah. So the only threat is bishop takes rook. So.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. If rook takes fox up five, queen delta four check. Black wins at least an exchange, if not more.
So maybe rook to foxtrot 7, which blocks a diagonal a little bit.
All right. Remember, black's a 14-year-old girl, yeah?
She's pretty good.
Does she look like a defensive player or an attacking player to you?
But what I said, deflecting the queen with hotel 5 doesn't work. After that, queen check, and then queen takes the knight.
Oh, I see. You're threatening hotel 5, and if queen takes hotel 5, queen delta 4 check takes echo 4. Queen delta 4 check, the knight drops back to foxtrot 2.
Oh, I think I see it.
So, pawn hotel 5, queen takes hotel 5, queen delta 4 check, knight on echo 4 to foxtrot 2. Well, you can then come in knight echo 3 and attack the rook.
Rook takes foxtrot 2.
And then queen takes alpha 1 check. Yep, very good. Yep, all right, yep. Pawn hotel 5 forces the queen back to echo 2, I think.
How about queen delta 4 followed by knight to golf 6, not golf 3?
Golf 3?
Yeah.
It's a poor old hotel 2.
Yeah, but then you hit the rook. What do you do? What happens here? Is there something? Maybe not. Oh, I guess maybe I hallucinated there. Well, let's see. I like the check part of it, but then the king.
There's no follow up. You'd need your queen on delta 3 in order to profit from this. You need a double attack on foxtrot 1 in order to play knight golf 3 check.
Yeah, I was hoping on the knight and the rook, but the knight gets taken, unfortunately.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would be checkmate.
Yeah.
All right. A 14-year-old girl, 1983. Who's it likely to be?
Polgar?
A Polgar, yeah. They're not exactly shrinking violets, now are they?
No.
So we're not playing rook foxtrot 7 here. So it's going to be an aggressive move. All right, back in the game, plays queen delta 4 check. Black's prepared to let the foxtrot 8 rook go, if need be.
It's always an idea when in these attacking positions, sacrifice the exchange.
Yep. Right. It Queen delta 4 check. There's three moves here for white. There's knight foxtrot 2. There's king rook. There's knight foxtrot 2. There's rook foxtrot 2. And king hotel 1. Well, if rook foxtrot 2, queen takes alpha 1 check. Hopeless. If knight foxtrot 2, you're asking for knight echo 3, I think. And then the rook and echo 1 is attacked. And if it moves, well, I don't know. They might. And knight echo 3 also attacks the white queen. There's queen echo 6 check. But then the rook is still attacked. So both players have a rook attack. So white in the game does not deactivate any of the pieces. Oh, incidentally, if knight at foxtrot 2, queen takes queen, golf 4 is a mime. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's knight takes golf 4. So it's all right. Now, so queen delta 4 check, knight foxtrot 2, what's wrong with that? Well, maybe black just ignores it all, because if white plays queen to its queen, black will take with the pawn and have two connected centre-passed pawns racing through.
Oh, it was alpha rook or something.
Yeah, no, and if white were foolish enough to play bishop takes rook foxtrot h, that would compound the weaknesses on the dark squares. The centre-passed pawns would cost white a whole rook, leaving black a piece up. Okay, so knight foxtrot 2, black can just ignore it and do something productive. Maybe knight echo 3 would do the job, which then forces the queen trade on echo 4, delta takes echo 4, and the white rook on foxtrot 1 is attacked. Both players have a rook hanging, and black is pawn up, and now we're connected past pawns. That's his strong. So white in the game plays king hotel 1, keeping everything active. Right, black in the game to play. Any ideas? Come on, it's a polgar.
Yeah, it's maybe now, yes, knight echo 3 or pawn hotel 5. That's the two ideas I can bring.
Okay, pawn hotel 5 probably forces white to retreat. The echo 4 knight must be kept defended. And if queen takes hotel 5, queen takes echo 4, I think black's just simple. Oh, well, there's bishop takes fox, I say rook takes. I still prefer black. Even though white has just won an exchange, I still prefer black. Mm-hmm. Okay, pawn hotel 5, queen echo 2 is safe and solid. Okay, well, it's not pawn hotel 5, but it doesn't do anything.
My second choice was knight echo 3.
Okay, so again, you're attacking like mad, yeah? Which attacks the queen and rook. Okay, both players have a rook hanging. Black has rook foxtrot 8 hanging. White has rook foxtrot 1. So both players might be losing exchange in the middle of all this. Okay, the game move is knight echo 3. Though your pawn hotel 5 is interesting, but once white unravels and moves the knight, your hotel 5 pawn might become a problem. Okay. Oh, it's white to play. Your queen's attacked. Your rook is doubly attacked. What are you going to do?
Relatively obvious move is white plays rook takes fox, right?
Rook takes fox dot eight. Black plays rook takes rook fox dot eight.
Okay. Or at least you got one of the pieces out of the fork there.
Yeah, but your queen is attacked, and your rook and alpha one is attacked.
Yeah, maybe first you take out the queen of the attack. You check in echo six.
Queen echo six check, and then you start thinking again about safeguarding one of your pieces or taking. Yeah, if white goes rook takes fox dot eight, black rook takes fox dot eight. When you go queen echo six check, you're abandoning your echo four knight and your alpha one rook if there's a trade of rooks. So both the rook on alpha one and a knight on echo four will be left if you play queen echo six check. But maybe you have to play queen echo six check. So this is complicated, isn't it?
And maybe check in foxtrot 6 with a knight.
Yeah, all sorts of ideas.
No, because the Anna one rook.
Yeah. If you play knight foxtrot 6 check, black plays rook takes rook, white plays rook takes rook, supposedly, but you lose queen takes rook alpha 1 check.
Yeah, checkmate.
Yeah, it is checkmate as well. Yes, it will be checkmate.
Yeah. The alpha one rook is the problem.
Yeah, it's been the problem all game. It's had no moves all game. And you were going to castle queenside early, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, in the middle of all this, black is still a pawn up. So white can't afford to look for sequences that allow black to trade down. If white plays queen echo two, black can go rook takes foxtrot one check. White has to go rook takes foxtrot one. Black goes knight takes foxtrot one. And black is an exchanger and a pawn. So queen echo two does no good. And you have to move the queen. Oh, if you trade rooks, rook takes rook, rook takes rook for black. Your queen is still attacked and your alpha one rook is attacked. Then you can't protect both. You cannot play queen delta one because the knight on echo three will take it. So, process of elimination, white must play queen echo six check. But now you've lost your protection to the echo four knight. And you have a foxtrot rook attack.
And the alpha rook is...
And the alpha rook is awkwardly placed because the foxtrot rook must remain on the background. Right, it's black to play though, it's in check. Where are you going to put your king and why?
Hey, Hotel 7, I think it's better than Hotel 8.
Okay. Why do you think Hotel 7 is better? Why?
Because the rook takes rook is not check, and it's one tempo more.
Ah, there might be ideas of white trying to play rook takes rook, and if it is check, black has no choice, black must recapture. But if it is not check, black might be able to play queen takes rook and a one. Yep, the game move for black is King Hotel 7. So that if anywhere in the sequence, if white tries to play a rook takes rook on foxtrot 8, black will ignore it because it is not check. Black can ignore it with the king on hotel 7. With the king on hotel 8, there will be no choice. The rook must be captured on foxtrot 8.
Black can play queen take alpha 1, for example.
Yeah. So you don't take the rook. If white ever plays rook takes foxtrot 8 now, black simply plays queen takes rook alpha 1, giving checkmate by force. Okay. So it's white to play. You have a rook on foxtrot 1 attacked. Your rook on alpha 1 needs protecting by the foxtrot 1 rook. So you cannot play rook takes rook foxtrot 8 because of queen takes alpha 1. So what are you going to do?
Might as well play bishop takes rook, I think.
Without much thought, anyway, because all of the moves are hopeless. So you might as well have the rook and see what happens.
Right.
Yep, game move for white is bishop takes rook, foxtrot 8. Right, it's black to play. Any ideas?
The queen can take the knight, threatening mate in Gustav 2.
Ooh. So, queen takes knight, echo 4, threatening. Yep, well, that's fairly clever.
Takes an eye off the alpha rook, doesn't it? I mean, relatively obvious move is rook takes bishop.
Or can take rook takes bishop, can take the bishop, thinking the rook cannot take.
Yeah, because the foxtrot rook cannot play rook takes rook because of queen takes alpha 1 checkmating again, yeah?
Yeah.
Another idea.
Yeah. So black is now looking for back rank mate ideas in the middle of all this.
That's a game over, is it? Rook takes bishop?
Well, I'm still not convinced about queen takes echo 4, yes.
Oh, okay.
Queen takes echo 4 for black. What has white got?
Ooh, almost. He almost could fork the queen and the king, but the knight takes him. Too bad.
Yeah, you mean queen foxtrot 5 check?
Yeah, that one.
But unfortunately, the echo 3 knight back would be captured, yep.
Yeah. Bad luck, so to speak.
I think queen takes echo 4 is interesting. Mm. It forces queen hotel 3 or rook Gustav 1. Mm. If queen hotel 3, black would probably have to play knight takes foxtrot 1. That's going to be a piece up out of all this. Ah, queen hotel 3. If knight takes foxtrot 1, bishop takes golf 7, threatening queen takes hotel six check. Not mating, but possibly winning the alpha eight rook.
Or getting a perpetual or something, yeah.
Or maybe even a mating attack.
Oh, yeah.
That's the threat. Queen takes hotel six, queen hotel eight check. Rook takes foxtrot one check, queen takes alpha eight. It's over.
Yeah.
So queen hotel three, black has to choose between either taking foxtrot eight or playing knight takes foxtrot one. If knight takes foxtrot one, black white goes bishop takes bishop golf seven. Black has to go king takes bishop golf seven. White can go queen delta seven check. Black moves the king, and then white plays rook takes rook foxtrot one, and it's the black king who has more problems defensively. The white rook and queen are getting in first. I suspect black might have enough to hold this. Okay, so queen takes echo four, queen hotel three. Knight takes foxtrot one, bishop takes golf seven, king takes golf seven, queen delta seven, king moves, rook takes foxtrot one, and white is probably holding this, black is probably holding it. So it looks as if it all cancels itself out.
Yeah, but what I say is that if queen takes knight,
yeah,
echo four, queen hotel three.
Yeah.
And the rook can take foxtrot 8. Rook takes foxtrot 8. After rook takes foxtrot 8, bishop takes foxtrot 8.
Black has two pieces for the exchange.
Yes.
And a strong Charlie 4 pawn ready to roll.
Yes, and the echo echo 5 pawn can run also free.
Yeah, the white rook will have tremendous problems trying to cope with these two passed pawns. It's a white rook 5 pawn counts against knight, bishop and 2 pawns, 8 pawn counts. Yeah, I fancy black to win that, you're right.
That's only an idea.
So queen takes echo 4 seems to force queen hotel 3. I can't, unless you're going to play rook golf one.
But not force, because you can press push rook Felix 2.
Okay. But then black goes rook takes rook. And you can't play rook takes rook foxtrot 8 because of the mate. You're getting back ranked again. Okay, queen takes echo 4, rook foxtrot 2, rook takes foxtrot 8. You can go rook echo 2. You can go rook echo 2, and then you're threatening rook alpha echo 1. That looks strong for white. Oh, that's useful. Okay, so queen takes echo 4, rook foxtrot 2, rook takes foxtrot 8 for black, rook echo 2, and black's still got two minor pieces and passed pawns. It's two minor pieces and passed pawns against a rook.
Yes, that's very good for white.
That looks good for black. Yeah.
Yes, what I said.
All right.
I think Susan Porgan didn't play what I like me.
No.
Okay.
Well, she's not old enough to drink Malbec wine, so she has no inspiration.
Okay. What did you...
Okay, so black in the game plays the other move. Black in the game plays rook takes bishop foxtrot 8.
Simple.
Though we like queen takes echo 4. But clearly yes. White rook takes rook. Foxtrot 8 loses to queen takes alpha 1 check.
Yes.
So white must move the foxtrot one rook, I think.
Yes.
Well, you have to stay on the back rank. And if you don't move the foxtrot rook, what black will just simply play knight takes rook on foxtrot one, winning a whole remaining two pieces up.
So is white to move now? That's okay?
Yeah, black.
Black
is rook takes foxtrot ace. Black plays rook takes foxtrot ace.
The bishop, rook take the bishop.
Yeah, rook takes bishop, foxtrot ace, black.
Yeah. And what about the other one, rook?
No. Black plays rook takes bishop, foxtrot ace.
Black's also threatening queen takes knight.
Ah, okay.
So, black has two threats: queen takes knight and knight takes rook.
Yeah, and no single move can guard both. And black does not have time for rook takes black rook foxtrot ace. Sorry, white does not have time for rook takes black rook foxtrot ace because queen takes alpha one is mating again. Mm-hmm. So the white rook. The white rook must stay on the back rank. But there is a move. White does have a move here. It doesn't save both, but it helps.
Yeah, you can protect the rook with the knight. Be one idea.
You mean knight gold three?
Yeah.
And if black plays knight takes foxtrot one, white plays rook takes knight foxtrot one. Yeah. Black can play rook takes rook foxtrot one check, and white plays knight on gold three takes knight on foxtrot one.
Yeah.
And it's a queen and bishop for black. This is a queen and knight for white. And black's got passed pawns. He's black. Not pleasant, is it? He's not pleasant. I prefer black.
Yeah. And black didn't have to give back the exchange even, so...
Black's winning the exchange, and the Charlie pawn is going to be strong. I feel... White might have possibilities of a perpetual check involving queen fox up five check on the light squares.
Yeah.
But the white knight is horrible on fox up one. Black's got moves like queen delta one, but you lose your Charlie four pawn if the white queen is on echo six. Yeah. All right. So knight gold three is a defensive idea. Black probably has nothing better than to play knight takes rook foxtrot one.
I guess white really doesn't want to trade down to that endgame, so you probably should save the rook instead.
So let black have two pieces for the exchange. Well, all right. Look at it this way. White, black, if white just moves the rook sideways, black is definitely going to play queen takes knight echo four.
Mm-hmm.
So try and find a square for the foxtrot one rook that takes advantage of the black queen being on echo four.
You could pin the knight, I guess.
Ah, so you're thinking of rook foxtrot echo one. And if black plays queen takes knight, the echo three knight is in a pin.
Yeah, but there's also a mate threat.
Of queen takes golf two, you're right.
Mm.
But hang on, that echo three knight is in a pin.
Mm.
So if you go rook foxtrot echo 1, black goes queen takes echo 4, the echo 3 knight is in a pin, yeah?
Yeah, and then you can go queen hotel 3, for instance.
Anyway. Queen hotel 3,
takes both.
And which guards both queen takes golf 2 mace and doubles on the echo 3 knight.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Game move, game move. There's going to be tears before bedtime, I can tell you. Rook on foxtrot 1 to echo 1 is the white game move.
Mm.
Okay, is black going to take the knight or not? Okay, rook fox or second one, are you going to take the knight or not? Well, all right, look at it this way. If white black wins a knight in echo 4 but loses a knight in echo 3, you still have a bishop and two passed pawns. And rooks are the worst pieces to gang up on pawns. So unless a rook and queen can gang up on black's seventh rank, these centre pass pawns should be enough to hold a draw for black.
Well, there's rook to foxtrot 2, how about that?
Knight on echo 4 takes foxtrot 2.
Well, except for that.
knights capture backwards now and again.
Sure do. Okay, let's see. So, where are we? So first take the knight and then put the rook there.
Actually, there's knight Charlie 2 here, isn't there?
Knight Charlie 2 forks both rooks.
Rook Anna Delta 1. And if you move your queen away somewhere, you're no longer attacking echo 4. You can't come to echo 3. After knight Charlie 2, rook alpha delta 1. Queen echo 3 loses to the rook. Queen foxtrot 2 allows knight and echo 4 takes foxtrot 2. So the queen on delta 4 can't keep the attack on echo 4. So knight Charlie 2, rook alpha delta 1, the queen must retreat somewhere. Bravo 6 or delta 8. Oh, it must be bravo 6. And then white is getting activity. Queen takes queen or a rook to the 7th rank maybe. Oh no, you've got to move your echo 1 rook first. So knight Charlie 2 allows rook alpha delta 1, and white's getting some play. So black in the game decided, take the knight, and let white have the echo 3 knight back. So black in the game plays queen takes knight echo 4. And white in the game must guard queen takes golf 2 mace. And does it by playing Queen Hotel 3.
And it's the knight a second time.
doubly attacking the knight, which cannot be defended. All right, black to play. Any ideas? Any ideas? Thank you.
probably get into the endgame if you play like queen to that delta 5.
No, oh, delta 5 or 4, black square or the light square.
Delta 5 hits the rook if he plays rook takes knight, so he has to play queen takes knight almost, and then he...
Yes, delta 4.
Oh, yeah, right, delta 4, sorry.
Yeah, so you're thinking queen delta 4, so that if rook takes knight, you pick up the rook on alpha 1 with mate again.
Right, so he's got to play queen takes.
So he's got to play queen takes. But then what do you notice in your mind's eye? Who's protecting who here? So we're imagining queen delta 4, queen takes echo 3. If you don't play queen takes echo 3, the knight will move. You'll right. never see it again. So queen takes echo 3. Yeah. What's protecting the queen on echo 3?
The rook.
So?
I see. Rook 2, what should I say it? Yeah, okay. Rook foxtrot 1.
Check. And if rook takes that rook, queen takes the queen on echo 3? And it's two rooks against queen, bishop, and loads of centre pawns. So, the idea is queen delta 4. Clearly, if rook takes knight echo 3, queen takes alpha 1, check is not going to happen. Instead, queen delta 4 for black. Queen takes knight echo 3. The white rook is overloaded. It's defending echo 3. And it's just defending echo 3. It can't be deflected. And so black can play rook, foxtrot, one check. And if rook takes rook, the white rook has been deflected. White could play queen, golf, one check. Queen, golf, one. But I think black just goes rook takes queen, golf, one. Rook takes rook, golf, one. And then black just plays something like, I don't know, pawn, echo, 4, 3, 2. No, it's horrible. So black in the game plays queen delta 4. So black saves her piece. Go over this again. Game move is queen delta 4. If queen takes knight echo 3, black deflects the defender of the queen with rook foxtrot 1 check. He's checkmates if it doesn't get taken. If rook takes foxtrot 1, queen takes queen, a simply one ending. The queen, bishop, and two pawns will smash two rooks. Easy. Easy. And if queen golf 1 after... If rook foxtrot 1 check, queen golf 1, just simply rook takes queen golf 1, forcing rook takes rook golf 1. I don't know. Pawn echo 4 or pawn charlie 3. Pawn echo 4 is better because it activates the bishop. It's crushing. Right, so the knight is untouchable. So white in the game plays rook, alpha, charlie 1. Like to play, any ideas? What do you notice about the white queen and king? They are forkable, a knight fork.
Yeah, in Felix 2, but how do you get there?
Okay.
Knight Gustav 4.
Knight Gustav 4 threatens Knight Foxtrot 2 check, yeah? Well, why not?
I don't think that's very good.
Why not? Well, you've got to move your knight. Because white is now threatening rook takes knight on echo 3.
You don't have rook foxtrot 1 anymore.
No. The threat is now Rook takes echo 3. Queen takes echo 3, loses again to rook foxtrot 1 check. It's black to play. White is threatening. Rook takes knight echo 3. So you have to move the knight.
Knight golf 4.
It's as good as any. Knight golf 4. Game moves knight golf 4. Now, if white has another move, what's white going to do? Sorry, if black has another move, what would black do?
Knight foxtrot 2 check. 4.
Yeah. And winning the queen with a double discovered check. But after knight foxtrot 2 check, do you notice anything else peculiar in the position?
Well, there are threats of some other mates, and there's also the rooks can be...
As well as winning the queen, there's a smothered mate in the air.
And the rooks can be forked as well.
Yeah, after rook golf 1, yeah?
Well, if rook golf 1, knight foxtrot 2 is a smothered mate, yeah?
Yeah.
So the game move is knight golf 4. The threat is simply knight foxtrot 2 check. All right, so let's suppose white moves the queen. Let's suppose white goes queen, Charlie 3. Attacking the black queen, what do you do now? Well, you've got a one ending anyway, haven't you? You've got rook. Black's got two minor pieces, two centre pass pawns, playing against a rook in it. Yeah, that's 5 points against eight. So this is a technical win for black, but it could take 10 moves.
No, but if queen, white queen to Charlie 3 threatening the queen,
yeah,
there's checkmate with knight foxtrot 2 check.
Okay, yeah. A king golf 1.
King golf 1. Yeah. Knight alpha 3 check. It's double
hotel,
check.
Hotel 3 double check. So the king must move.
It must move.
It cannot go
to Felix 1 because of the rook.
The rooker. So it has to go king hotel 1. Yeah.
Hotel 1, and then queen, golf 1, check.
You're crazy. You're giving away your queen?
Yes, you take with a rook and knight, Felix 2, checkmate.
Yeah, but what good does that do, black?
Yeah, you lost your queen, come on.
You're giving away your queen? Okay, after knight, golf 4... White did the gentlemanly thing and resigned. Knight golf 4, game over.
Oh, maybe you should give us some other mate.
Yeah. Well, there is nothing else. Queen takes knight golf 4 is just depressing. What can you do? Put your rook on foxtrot 1. After knight golf 4, rook foxtrot 1, knight foxtrot 2 check, rook takes knight, black can go either queen or rook takes, and be a piece and two pass pawns up. The only trick was queen Charlie 3. See if black finds it, but black, you know, you're 2275, headed for a grandmaster title in a few years. You're not going to miss a smothered mate. Chess players dream of this queen and knight smothered mate. They dream of one day I'll be allowed to play it.
I don't think I ever had one even threatened like this. Against me or for me, either way.
I've seen a player guess it almost, because what happened was the player played the knight double discovered check. The king went to the corner. The attacker played queen golf 1 check. The defender played rook takes the queen. And before the player could play knight f2 check, he rolled his king and stopped the clock. So there we have it. Sousa Polgar, world champion to be, a 14-year-old, plays amazing dynamic chess.
Why did she get? She got into the top 10, didn't she? Or...
Oh, she was number one. No, Polgar got to the top 10. Sousa Polgar never made 2600. Sousa Polgar's highest rating was about 2580.
Judith is the one that got the top 10.
But she did become world champion. She was first woman grandmaster, assuming Vera Menchik was not going to be given the award. I think she was. Maybe Shevardnadze was.
That's because Judy didn't play for the championship, I see. Is that right?
Judith never made female world champion because she never competed for it.
Right, yeah, so she let Susan have it.
Yeah, I think a little family background agreement, maybe. That's never been made public. That's just an assumption.
Yeah. Interesting. Boy, it's a well played game.
Yeah.
It's interesting how the four pawn attack by white turned into a four pawn counterattack by black.
Yeah.
Where did white go wrong?
Missing bishop takes hotel 6. There was the capture on echo 4, the immediate recapture on echo 4, or bishop takes hotel 6. That would have led to a fairly equal ending, where I think white was ever so slightly better. But maybe white was looking for more?
Yeah.
And didn't realise the dangers of the black queen coming in on delta 4. Very, very difficult to see all that. So it was played on judgment.
Yeah.
Bishop takes hotel 6 gave white a slight edge. But by playing the game continuation, which involved bishop alpha 3, knight takes echo 4 and bishop alpha 3, that really set the tactics rolling, and it just so happened they come out favouring black.
I think a quick gal 4 or gal 5 would have been, should have been playing.
I don't know when white could have got it in.
I think white had chances to do that. I mean, it only takes two moves, and then it's engaged. It's up against the knight and the pawn. Black's got to do something.
No, black just kept hitting in the center. Black just kept hitting Bravo 5, Delta 5.
I don't think it was soon enough.
There were no moves where white could ignore black's threats.
No, I think there were. Well, anyway, we'd have to go back.
Or what year was this game? 1983?
83,
yeah.
83.
She
was
14.
Yeah,
17.
So she's 50 now.
Okay. Yes, at the end position, if Rook Felix won, there's checkmate also. Rook take Felix 1, Rook take Felix 1, Knight Felix 2 check.
Rook takes and then Queen Anna takes. 1 check. Yeah, Queen Alpha 1 check or Queen Delta 1.
Delta 1 checkmate.
Or you have to allow the Queen to go for a Knight, which is worse, yeah. So there is no defense. Knight got 4. It is just immediate material loss. It might even be a forced mating attack. Well, no. White can play queen takes knight, and it's not a forced mate. Come on. Queen and bishop for a rook. No.
Don't think so.
No. The decent thing is to resign.
Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you very much for the session.
Unless you want to give the opponent a smother mate.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no session next week.
That's right, yeah. How about June?
I'm planning one weekend away in June. Somewhere in the middle, round about the mid-teens or the 20s. So June the 2nd will be the first. June the 2nd, and I don't know whether it's the 9th or the 16th, I'm planning being away. But I will post the dates. I can see there being, there could even be four sessions in June, if it's June the 2nd, because there's 30 days in June, aren't there?
Five Sundays, yeah.
Yeah, five Sundays. I'll be away for one of them, definitely. But June the 2nd is on. June the 2nd.
Okay, great. Thank you. Very interesting game.
Well, thank Zuza Polgar.
I'll say. Amazing, those Polgar sisters. Okay.
Yeah.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, all. Bye.
Bye-bye, Paul. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Shim.
Goodbye.
Okay.